everybody. This is Psychic Journeyman, your host for the day, for the show. And this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So welcome to the show. Welcome, callers. Welcome, everybody. So, hey, hope you're open for a nice day. We're doing nothing but angel, psychic, and tarot card readings today. Getting those answers that you want for next year, getting them now. So get ready for your questions and your thoughts and give a call, talk to us. We're also giving away a 45-minute rating today, too, for the 10th caller. So call and win that one. We're also asking you if you call in and tell us about any angel stories you've had, miracles, Christmas stories that stick out in your mind that you want to share with us. So it's going to be a great show, so join us. It's great. Come on. If you want to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. The number, again, is 646-721-9031. We do nothing but readings here. And we're also opening everything up, too. Now we're going from 3 days to 6 days a week. And we're having Fridays and Saturdays where we're doing nothing but readings for 3 hours. And we might actually try to put another day in there during the week where you can actually call in, too, and get some readings, too. But definitely tune in for the topics we're going to be having and going over this next couple of weeks, too. We got some really good things going on. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to be doing readings on Christmas Day. So call in for that and get some answers. I'm pretty sure it's one of those things where if you're looking for someone to talk to, we'll be glad to listen. Also, for the 27th, well, we have a dream show. We're actually having a show on Monday about dreams. We're going to have a guest on that day. And I think you pronounce his name Hugh Hurryu, I think. I hope I'm saying that right because I don't want to get mad at me. He's an astrologer. He's going to join us and tell us that you can actually not really do astrology through dreams, but he can tell you if you are a dream master or just someone who gets messages through their dreams. So tune in for that. Now we also got the 29th. The 27th and the 28th. The 28th, we're going to be doing a show, if I'm not mistaken. What do we got here? We're just going over a lot of things about God and more into that subject where you can actually call in. And you can always, like every time we do a show, you can always call in for a reading. But get a couple questions answered. But on that show, basically it's about God and the importance. It's the idea of the show is there a God or is there more gods? Personally, I think it's the idea that God does exist and God's at the head of everything. And the idea of northern gods, Greek gods, Roman gods, those kind of things, they do exist. But if you, like in the Bible, it says, no gods before me. So it just kind of opens up the door saying there's other gods, but don't put anything before me because I created everything. So we're going to go over that Tuesday. And Wednesday, we're doing You Were Destined to Be Rich. What up? You know, what's going on? Why am I not? If I'm destined to be rich, why am I not? So we're going to go over that and tell you why and give you some tips and stuff so you can actually turn that around and rectify the situation. And then we have a guest that day. We had Barbara DeLong on last week on Friday. She was there helping us do readings. She's going to be with us on Wednesday as well. And she's going to share her insights on the topic and probably answer a couple more questions for you when you call in for your readings. So, you know, we got some really good shows coming up, so tune in for those things. And as always, we always appreciate your calls and your support. And I really appreciate it. I really do. And plus, we have the 29th, the 30th, we're having a deep relationship. It's like getting a deeper relationship with yourself to get closer to your angels and vice versa. And then we get 30th, and then we're right back to 31st and the 1st. You know, Friday, we got free readings for 3 hours, and then we got Saturday, nothing but free readings for 3 hours, so call in for that one. And then we'll be back on Monday on the 3rd, where we're doing a show on angels, archangels, and guardian angels. And we're going to have my guest that day is Jacqueline. And she has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Angel Whisperer. So you might want to tune in there and you can actually get to know her. And, you know, it's the ideal, getting actually sharing with everybody. So, you know, it's great to have these guests on the show. I always appreciate people dropping by and giving us their insights to what's going on. It's one of those days. Mercury retrograde has a tendency to mess with my freaking vocabulary. I swear it does. So, got some really good shows coming up. So, check, you know, tune in for those. Right now, I just got a new website. So, for you out there who are trying to figure out how to get to me and closer, because I actually had a caller call in and said they wanted to donate some money to the show. So, I was like, okay, you don't have to if you want to. What you need to do is go to my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. On there, you'll see that at the top of the page, my readings are $50 for a half hour and $100 for an hour. But if you go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see there's a button down there where you can donate money. And there's also, for people who call in the show, we're giving you a special rate, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So that's going to be going on until the end of January. So you got plenty of time. So call in and check that out. Because I feel like, you know, it's one of those things about readings and stuff. You only got me for like 5 or 10 minutes on the air. It's best that you get a private reading, especially if you're going into private life. Like if you're going to do some past life regressions. I also do relationship counseling and relationship readings. And it's best to do this in private, you know, so we can actually get it all out. And we can figure out what's going on, come up with some solutions. And just keep going forward and find out some really new solutions for this new year. So my number, if you want to call me directly and tell me that if you're having problems with the website or whatever, just give me a call. Or if you have a different avenue that you want to pay, just give me a call. My number is 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. And it's just one of those things. Make it easier for you so you can get those readings in. So let's get to the show. And we're actually also going to do, on days like this, we'll give you tips on how to do things yourself and how better to do that. And actually the first tip I would give you is connect to your guidance, your angels, your guides around you that actually give you the information to pass on and to help other people and even yourself. So it helps you interpret the cards a little bit better to know that you're actually, it's like communication back and forth between the two. What I would do in the situation like that was simply have a prayer that's get you comfortable with, of course. But my favorite one is when you sit here and look at the situation, the one I use most of the time is, dear God, archangels, and angels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my reading so that it is in the reading, so that it is in the light, is specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. So I would definitely take that one. There's another one that you could use, which is like an alternate to this one, where it's, dear God, angels, archangels, thank you for helping my oracle card readings be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessings for everyone involved. Thank you for helping me understand the deeper meaning of each reading and each oracle card reading and each oracle card. Thank you. And then you just let everything else fall into place, and I guarantee you that your readings will be a whole lot more clear to you and that you'll understand what's going on. So let's go to our first caller and see what's up. Sometimes I just don't think I have enough room on this freaking desk. So I'm kind of tied up for a minute. There we go. Trying to get clear. Here we go. All right. Okay, let's try it again. Technology, huh? Okay, area code 702, you're on the air. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, my name's Shauna. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Great holidays. Kind of.
Yay.
You know, I always say kind of, because it's one of those things where we just sit there and we try to sit there and look and say, I want to be happy, I want this to be a good holiday, but at the same time, there's people around me who are just trying to make that difficult.
But we're, like that, wait.
Huh? I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. You there? Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Sometimes I just don't get this technology. All right. Hello? Hello? Well, shoot. Well, that was crazy, wasn't it? I hope you're all still there. Well, let's go on with the show and maybe she'll call back in. I was actually looking forward to answering her question. Well, I guess let's go on to the next caller and hope she calls back. Sometimes I just don't know what it is these days with this freaking technology is supposed to be helpful. Well, 870, you're on the air. How are you and what's your name?
Hi, my name's Ann.
Ann, how are you? How's your holiday?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
My holiday, I've been busy, but I'll be happy tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Finalize it, right?
Yeah, it's just work. It was work today, and I don't know, my energy's low. I guess everybody's is today.
Seems that way. Yeah, I went to I have to say the same thing. I went to the gym myself, and I was just like lucky to get, happy to get through the whole thing. And
yeah. Well, thank you for having a show on Christmas Eve. That's pretty awesome.
No, you should see tomorrow. We actually have a show on tomorrow night too, where we're doing the same thing we're doing tonight, just plain old readings, just for 3 hours. So, calling for that. I just figured that there are some people out there that just don't have the luxury of being with their families, and you know, you have an avenue to reach out to, and we'll be glad to sit here and listen, because I know I need that sometimes.
Well, that's really nice. I've been there. I've been alone like that before.
Where are you calling from, Ann?
I am calling from Arkansas. I'm just a few minutes from Branson, Missouri.
Really? Missouri?
Yeah, right in the middle of the Ozarks.
Oh, okay. Just curious, I used to live in St. Louis myself, so.
Good place.
I don't know what it is about California. I've been there 3 times and can't stay. But unless you've been there yourself, you can maybe give me some insight, huh? I give everybody else insight all the time.
Well, I lived in Alaska for many years.
Really?
Been back here about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Still miss it.
I hear that's really beautiful up there, too, huh?
Yes, yes, it is. I was thinking about it today, what we would have done winter solstice. And, anyway, yeah, I missed it, but this is home.
All right, no problem. Well, you know, Ann, do me a favor. Don't rush yourself. You know, we got plenty of time here. I'm still sitting here waiting for people to call in and that kind of thing, so don't feel like you have to rush yourself off the phone, so you go right ahead, okay?
Okay.
So what would you like to ask? Or do you have a Christmas story to share with us? Or maybe a ghost story or an angel story?
Well, I have lots of stories, but I have a question concerning my son. And I do my own angel card readings, and I do meditation and things like that, but I'm getting in my own way here.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
you should try the prayer, I said a while ago. You should try the prayer before you do your card readings, because actually, the reading, when I got those prayers, I have a deck with Dorian Virtue, so I kind of modified them a little bit for myself, but they're pretty close to the source, where you just kind of like, you know, open the door and say angels, guardian angels, or if you if you want to sit there and say, dear God, whatever's comfortable for you, and just kind of ask yourself, because it's like when I sit there and do these things, it's the idea of getting more clarity when I sit there and just say, thank you for having my oracle card readings be accurate, detailed, and filled with blessings for everyone involved. So it just kind of opens the door, saying, okay, I'm going to... It's also helping your mind, too, as well.
I actually did that, and I got the assertiveness card, the acceptance card, and trustworthy guidance card, but still I second-guess myself.
You got to quit doing it.
Well, it's because it's my son.
I understand, but sometimes in situations like this, I do the same with my daughter, and I just have to get to the point of saying, this is what I do for a living, so I have to be, you know, really clear about it and really not get emotionally involved because I want the best outcome for her. It's not the easiest thing to do sometimes, but sometimes we got to do that. We got to stand firm and say, no, I need those answers, so I got to be, you know, hard on myself a little bit too, because you're right, we want the best, you know, we're always thinking about the best for them, and we want to be there for them too as well, so we have to be strong, and we don't have time for our own feelings at that time. There'll be time for that later. Believe me, there will be time for that later. But I'm just saying, I mean, my daughter's been married once, now she's getting married again. I'm just, like, freaking out because I'm having a tough time with her. And she's got her own little thing, too, where she's distancing herself from everybody that who's actually there for her and surrounding herself with more people. They're just going to let her down later. But can I get through to her about that whole thing? I got to be strong and keep telling her over and over again. And sure, she'll cut me out and she'll drown me out and she'll do what she wants to do. But I still feel like with the idea of working with my angels, they can get through to her because they're not restricted by the plan that we're on. And that's why I keep focusing on her, keep believing here. I also believe in your situation with your son, you got to do exactly that as well. And you got to keep focusing on your vision on how you want this to play it out instead of letting the world dictate your success. Okay?
Okay.
But, you know, those angel cards are really powerful cards. I mean, just go with the way you think of doing it. I mean, I actually came up with my own deck. I put two decks of Doreen Virtues together, and they're really powerful decks because they actually gave a little, it's like you would do the reading, and then there would be three cards touching the way the spread they gave me, where they were always like little stories within the stories, just helping certain levels because I used to do a pyramid. And the reason I would do a pyramid because it was like the first level of cards I put down was like their foundation, and then the cards kind of worked their way up through the pyramid to give them insights on how to keep that foundation strong. So it was almost like your life. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I just wondered, are you doing the Ascended Masters
No, I actually want to get those. I've been wanting, because since Doreen Virtue came out with these Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael cards, I've been drawing those cards, just haven't had the opportunity to get them. The ones I was using there for a while were Archangel deck and the Healing with the Angels deck. I put those two together.
Okay.
It's a big deck, but I guarantee you when you sit there and if you work with it, those two together are just, because you got archangels and angels working together, it's pretty powerful. But I'm just saying, you know, the one thing you got to do is, you got to detach yourself from the situation to get the outcome that you want.
Well, my son is a grown man. He just turned 38, and he's been projecting in my... I just don't get it. He's been projecting to me for 12 years, and I'm just speechless. And in the Christmas card yesterday, I got another letter that was just crazy, full of a dream and the push and the pull, come here closer where I can slap you kind of stuff, and, you know, tries to make me part of the problem. And I question, well, am I part of the problem?
No.
And I'm not seeing it.
Well, where's he at? Where does he live at?
He lives in Fayetteville, Arkansas, which is in the northwest corner near Oklahoma.
Right, so you guys don't live together?
No, he's on his
own. I'm just saying, he's basically blaming you for the things in his life. And
he has a dream about killing a black rat, squeezing its head off, and was writing this kind of stuff in this letter, and referred to me as the black rat and all this stuff. It was just nuts, and I thought, well, what did I do wrong? You know,
you didn't do
wrong. You know, I'm thinking,
I'm just saying, you didn't do anything wrong. It's one of those things of when you sit there and when I listen to the stories and hear the focus on this and the energy that's here, I just keep getting a person who's not ready to take the blame for his own, you know, take the reins of his own life, so therefore he's blaming everybody else for his shortcomings. Because the rat to me represents his issues of him stamping them out, so the dream is actually telling him he can do it, but he keeps telling himself he's not, because he keeps diverting it and saying, okay, no, that's the rat represents you. But, you know, like they always said, some people say once you turn 30, it's no longer anybody else's problem and no else's fault but your own, because you allow those things to still manifest in your life because you're hanging on to them, nobody else. I mean, no one's come in there and they say 30, but I say 18. But once you become an adult, then it's your turn to take care of those situations if you're going to sit there and let them keep badgering you and keeping you from what you want. That's what I was saying before.
It's just confusing because I don't have a problem with him, and I thought he had a happy childhood, and it actually began when he got married, and it's just been very confusing to me. I don't know how to help him or to stay away, or I don't know. So I have a soul to soul and sending love. Tell him I love him, and but I started second guessing myself today.
Well, you should stop second guessing yourself, and it's like this. It started when he came to the forefront. It was already there, but it came to the forefront when he got married, because we've talked about this on the show where, like, you know, we're talking about the law of attraction. Like does attract like. So therefore, if that's the case, that's why I feel like it is here. I'm just saying, with the situation with him, when you get a wife that comes into the picture, and then all of a sudden you start getting all these problems, it's a reflection back to him of his own issues. So when they got married, now he has a constant reflection to him all the time that keeps reminding him of his own issues and what he needs to do. But the dreams are actually helping him. They're trying to. Let's put it this way. It's like these angels and guides around him going, okay, we can't communicate with this guy on the forefront because he just won't listen. So they try to communicate with through his dreams. And so they're giving him answers. You know, it's like he's not consciously asking, but he is asking. And he's just constantly going over the whole thing and keeps saying over and over in his head, what can I do? And then when these answers come, he wants to divert them somewhere else. So one thing you've got to realize, you cannot do anything here. All you can do is be supportive, listen, you know. But the idea of actually, what can you do here? You know, I think you've done everything you can. Plus with the situation, it's one of those things where he's got a constant reflection living with him, and he's just got to realize that's what it's all about. He's attracted somebody who is closer, if I'm not mistaken, almost identical to the way he is. So, I wouldn't be surprised if she's not the same way, too, where she blames everybody else. But,
Sure.
Okay. So I'm just saying. So I was sitting there looking at the situation going, it's a reflection back and forth. They both need to realize that. That's why they've been brought together. Well, do I really, you know, I even look at the situation, and it's not the idea of saying, well, it's Christmas Eve, I'm going to give you some bad news. It's just the idea of not really feeling like that relationship is going to last that long. Not because, you know, not because of anything else that could be, as in, don't like each other, fall in love. No, nothing like that. It's just, you know, two people coming together because of this, dealing with these issues. And then once the issues are dealt with, I feel like it'd be one of those choices where it could go either way. They could stay together, or they go just different directions. Do they have kids? Because I keep getting impression there's children.
Yes, I have a daughter 6 and a son 2.
Okay, that's what I was getting too. But I was also the ideal sitting there looking at the thing going, you know, sometimes with these situations, I mean, he needs to sit there and really step back and look at the situation, look at what's going on. And he can write you letters and say it's all your fault, basically is what he's doing. But, and you know, this is not going to stop anytime soon. But I do feel like in this next year, there is hope for this thing where there's just a lot of things that are going to start happening. And I keep getting in the first part of the year, too, so... where there's going to be some reflections of things that he might actually take the steps and look at the answers and do, and he'll see a positive outcome where we're hoping that he'll take that and want to do more positive things. Because one thing you got to do in this situation, if you really want to help your son, is when you get these letters and you get this whole thing, you don't feed into it. Because if you feed into it, you're just giving it energy to keep manifesting the same thing over and over again. What you need to do is, when you get those letters, at that moment, you can even make a choice not even to read the letters. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, if you sit here and get a letter and you're scared to read it, I wouldn't read it. Because it means you're just trying to hang on to your vision of how you want things to play out about him getting to a point in his life where he's a very strong person, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Because it seems like this whole thing is affecting him in all kinds of ways. Because I keep getting physical problems, too, as well.
Who's him or me?
Him. But you see...
Yeah,
when
he
you,
is. Yeah.
Right.
He definitely is sick.
And the reason he's getting sick is because it's filtering inwards. What a sore does. Flesters.
Festering,
yeah. He's flestering. I don't know why it's so hard to say that. But flestering on the inside. And he has to understand that this is self-inflicted. You have nothing to do with this. Maybe you raised him a certain way. But see, the one thing I want to tell everybody, when you get into the situations, you got to realize he's being who he is, you're being who you are. And when you start respecting each other because of that, who you are, then you realize it's nobody's fault but your own, that what's going on in your life. So it's just the idea of pointing things at you to take 100% responsibility for your life right now and start all over again. Or just start. Not the idea of starting all over again. Just make a new start here to go a different path. Because it's like, okay, we're looking at this situation. And that's what I'm saying with the letters and kind of stuff. They have a tendency to pull you into his world when you're trying to hang on to a vision. And I would sit there and just take a look at the letter and say, you know something, it doesn't really matter what the letter says. I would sit down and meditate on that whole thing and send that positive energy to him at the time and send how much you love to him. Because you're not a bad person if you decide not to read the letter. Because, you know, what you're doing is you're answering the letter. You're sending it back to him as energy and how much you love him, how much you care about him. All right?
Yeah, that's actually what I've been doing. I have to make myself lay down, meditate, then send him love. Talk to him soul to soul. Just keep sending him love. I haven't responded to any kind of aggression at all. But when I do respond to him when he's positive, then he finds some way to undo it.
Right.
And so the last 6 months, I've just sort of, you know, I've really cut the cords. I've really asked the Archangel Michael to cut the cord, all except the love, and I've asked Archangel Raphael to heal it. And it seems like that's when things really escalated. So,
Well, you
I
know,
was thinking.
I'm just saying when you get situations like that, and you're doing that kind of work and that kind of stuff, sometimes you do get a negative response because it's just part of the healing process.
Okay.
So keep doing what you're doing. It's just that when you get responses like that, that's something he's not ready. It's like some people have built their foundations on their insecurities. So when you take those away, they get kind of upset about that whole thing. But it's also one of those things, once it plays itself out, they'll realize it was good when it was released, and when they no longer need it, and they'll start seeing it from a different point of view. And start realizing why it left their life, because it had to, because I just feel like in the process of doing that, there's a lot of good things coming into his life as well. But you got to clear all this stuff out to make room for it.
Well, thank you. That all makes sense. It's just the mother part of me. It wasn't making sense.
That's okay.
The logic.
Yeah. Right. You're sitting there saying there's a part of me getting in the way. Well, that's the part's getting in the way. It's just, you know, sometimes in order to be a good friend, you have to tell the truth. You have to speak the truth, but not just to the person you're talking to. You got to be truthful to yourself. And sometimes you got to distance yourself from these situations in favor of what needs to happen. And in this situation, we have a lot of healing that needs to be happening, too. You know, because I mean, I sit there and look at the situation. The one thing I would have a hard time with the situation is because of what he's trying to do. I just get the impression that he's just not wanting to take the responsibility of the things that are happening in his life now. I really don't feel like he's had a bad childhood.
Oh, no, no. He's pretty spoiled.
Well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's mad at you because you spoiled him. But I'm just saying, you know, the idea of, I've had people do
that. He was loved.
Right. Yeah.
Very much loved.
So you just, I mean, I would just really hang on to all the positive things that you did for him and that kind of stuff. And when I'm saying visualize how you would like him for him to be.
Okay.
And focus on that. And when things like this happen, just reinforce it to yourself. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give up on this vision because I know he can be this. It's almost like
Okay. Okay. Yes, that helps so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, I will try. I understand what you're saying because you say your son's 38. My daughter's 25, yeah. Going on 26. So, you know, I understand the completeness on this whole thing of trying to, they want to blame everybody for everything. And then every time I remember it, I keep going back and going, I used to pack this girl everywhere I went. I used to make a point of taking her everywhere I went, just doing certain things. Sure, I might have made mistakes, but, you know, it's like being alienated from people or just the way they keep treating you. I look back at her life, and she's just not willing to look at certain things right now. She thinks she's got the handle on it, and if I come into the situation, especially with what I do, because she used to get mad at me for so... The one thing she used to get mad at me about was I was always right. So it was like, when she got mad, she goes, I hate that. Why are you always right? How do you always know that? It's like, I said, it's one of those things evolving into this. It wasn't something I woke up and it was just there. I said, it took a lot of work. But you should also listen to it, because it took a lot of work.
Well, I have a daughter. I have a daughter that your daughter's age.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she's a strong person. And, you know, I know that I need to step back and let her step into her own, and that's what I do.
It's hard.
But it's okay. She's a smart girl. She's she's a social worker.
She's
an intelligent young woman, you know. She's got her feet on the ground. But she and I don't have that kind of dissension between us. I don't know, Chris. Whoops, that's my son's name. He was a bit of a mama's boy, and he really resented Whitney's birth. And I wondered if it tied into that because there is, years.
Yeah, no.
13 years.
It's kind of funny, dude. The reason I was kind of chuckling about the whole thing is because I have a 25-year-old daughter. I also have a 17-year-old daughter. And my 25-year-old was resentful because the youngest one was born. So, and they've actually both been raised like only children.
Yes.
Because of the distance between their ages. So it's just one of those things, you know, when you're with the one, you deal with the one. When you're, you know, with the other one, you deal with that one. And like you said before, that was the hardest part about my oldest daughter is to sit there and know for a fact that by not interfering and letting her find out and making her own way, that was the best thing to do. It was hard for me as a father to let go of that and say, no, I need to come in and save her. But I also had to sit there and look at the other part going, every time I do that, she never learns from that because basically it took the learning experience away from her. So now I've learned to listen to that and say, okay, the best thing as a father right now is to let her fall on her face and let her find out and pull herself up, and then she'll get stronger and stronger, just like I did.
Right.
My youngest one, she is attached to it. She still thinks that she has to find a man to basically determine who she is. And that's a hard one because I'm not a woman. So, you know, I understand it and I know how to deal with it. But as a father and the position I'm in, it's kind of hard to do. So it's another situation of standing back and letting her make her own way and find our own strengths and see people for what they are. Because they're constantly asking me questions. Don't get me wrong, they're like everybody else. I don't believe in this stuff, but they constantly ask me all questions anyway. So, yeah, Mom. So when you sit there and do that, you just got to sit back and do what they got to do. Okay?
Hmm.
That's what I feel like you got to do here. Because, I mean, every time I focus on him, I want to slap him and say, smack out of it, man. Just snap out of it. Because whatever's happening to you right now is because you're allowing it to happen to you. I mean, I had a dream. Okay, great. But a lot of us have had dreams, and we usually use those for motivation to let us do what we got to do. And that's what this dream here was too, you know. Step on your own insecurities. Take that rat by the hand and do what you got to do with it. It had nothing to do with you. He misinterpreted. I like to talk to him myself.
Well, it was interesting. He said when he walks into the house that everybody, including his dad and me, were all playing music and having a party and all this stuff. And he feels rejected, so he walks upstairs looking for his possessions.
Wow.
He finds everything in disarray. And mm-hmm. in one of his leather-bound book, there was a corner cut out of a book, and that's where the rat was, and he picked it up by the nape of the neck and found himself squeezing its head till it was dead, and he felt relieved. And it was mm-hmm. like, well, it was upstairs, not in the basement. It was upstairs in this disheveled place, but down below there's a party going on.
Yeah. No, Anne, what I suggest for you to do is I would suggest that you get like an hour session with me in private, and so uh-huh. I can actually really focus on your son. Because I feel like the more I focus on this thing, the more I feel like it's really, because I've done this, I've done dream interpretations before. I've done it for a very long time, and it usually reflects what's going on in your life now. And since you're not a part of that, and I keep getting him strangling his wife. But and I feel like the reason he feels like he's being neglected and ignored, because I feel like if his wife has got the same problem, she's not giving him any attention because she wants all the attention. So we're getting
that's
here.
That's exactly right.
Right. So what we're getting here is that's why he feels the way he does, not because what you've done. Instead of blaming him, because if you sit and think about it, if this is like two identical, these are like twins that are married, okay? So when you sit here and look at the situation, the more he reflects off of her, the more he gets angry with himself, okay? So when he gets angry with himself, he gets more angry with her. So it's definitely an internal. So you see why the dreams are coming through, because the dream is internal. So that's what I say, I've done this for a long time. So when you sit here and look at these things, he has no idea what he's talking about. But he also definitely knows what's going on in the situation. That's why I say. And the reason I suggest that you get a full an hour, because
uh-huh.
We can definitely take care of this whole thing. And right now, since you are a caller in the show, I give all my callers where I do my readings, it only costs you
uh-huh.
$10 for an hour, and it's only $5 for a half hour. So,
Okay.
So I'm
well,
going to say.
I appreciate your time.
Well, there's some personal stuff that in this situation, I can pick up some things with him and his wife and also the connections and stuff. And I would even do the connections that we're talking about. I would also like to do some past life stuff too as well.
Okay. I will call you because I was kind of interested in that myself.
Yes, and the past life regression would definitely help, especially right now at the beginning of the year. And this year that's coming up, it's a very positive year, and be definitely in your best interest to figure out how to use that to your advantage. All right?
Okay.
Well, I just
tell
everybody, I'm just saying, go to the website, on my page on here on Blog Talk Radio. If you go to the page, you'll see my face. To the right, it says profile. Right there is my website. Just go there, and it's simply just a click, 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 and you're in there. It's a whole lot easier. That's why
okay.
I did it this way. So all you have to do, instead of trying to find paid power, trying to do the whole thing, all you got to do is click. But what I'm saying to you, I could tell you some information, but it's getting kind of personal.
Oh, okay.
And I don't want to broadcast
that. I don't understand dreams, so I didn't know.
No, that's okay. It's okay. But I'm just saying, you know.
Okay.
Just get in touch with me whenever it's convenient for you, and we'll get that done for you. I said,
in an hour,
you know, I tell everybody, too, when you get a reading from me, if it goes over an hour by a couple, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, don't worry about it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great holiday, too. Happy Merry.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All righty. Okay, here we go. And she's a very positive woman, and I really would like to do that and get those things taken care of for her, but I don't want to broadcast any personal stuff across the airway, so here we go. Okay, I think our caller is back. 702?
I'm here. I don't know what happened.
I didn't either. I was about ready to say something to you, and I'm like, okay, she's not there. And your number was still up. And I was sitting there going, maybe she fell asleep. But I'm just trying to figure out what it was, okay? But everybody else...
It was retrograde. That's what it is. Retrograde.
Yeah. I'm also telling everybody else, you want to give us a call, man. The number here is 646-721-9031. And plus, if you're on the line, even after we go off the streaming air, even when we're not on the air, I usually can stay on for like 45 minutes after the show's over with. So whoever calls in, we will definitely try to get to your call, and I'm pretty sure we will get to your call, so just hang in there. And let me ask you a question. What is your name?
This is Shauna.
Shauna. And where are you calling from? 702. That looks familiar.
Well, I'm calling from Nevada, but I'm from California.
Okay, cool. So you're calling from Nevada. That's why I've seen that number before.
Yes.
I'm close to that. Are you close to Vegas?
Yes, I am. I'm just like 40 minutes away.
That's what I'm saying. I was sitting there looking at that freaking number. I was like, okay, I've seen that before. I used to have a friend who lived in Vegas. She used to do readings. I used to talk to her quite a bit.
Right.
Have you ever had that in your own life where you talk to people all the time and all of a sudden you just sit back and think about it going, how come I haven't talked to those people in a while? You know, people just kind of...
I have. Yeah, and then you miss that person and wonder where they are, but you don't have a clue how to get a hold of them.
Exactly, because I'm thinking the same thing. I met some really nice people. When I had my shop in Colorado, people would come in all the time, and I said that was the one downfall of that whole thing, was meeting all these people and then never seeing them again, because I really connected with a lot of people. So, Shauna, do you have I want somebody to call in and give us a nice Christmas story. It'd be nice and fitting for the night, but I'm sure you have a couple questions for us, don't you?
I do. I don't really have a Christmas story, but I will share with you the fact that I have received miracles this last year.
That's good.
Because I lost my job, and, you know, it's been really tough because I'm a single mom.
Uh-huh.
And I've received, you know, several miracles. Like, I've had unexpected money show up.
Right.
And when I've needed gas really bad, there's been gas unexplainedly, you know, in my tank and things like that. And it's not like I have anyone around to help me, you know, and do these kind of things.
Oh, no, it's great.
So I would say I definitely received miracles this past year.
Yeah, because I was doing the same thing when I was in Colorado. I think that's why I like the place so much, is because every time I would ask for something, I always seemed to get it. And people would kind of look at me kind of funny. So, okay, so what you're saying, every girl you ever wanted to be with, you got to be with. Yeah, just because it wasn't a good experience afterwards doesn't mean it didn't happen. Or looking back, and like we were talking about before, when you look back and you go, what happened to that person? I haven't talked to him for so long. And you, like you said, you missed them and that kind of stuff. But there's also a lot of things in your life, too, where you go back and realize, like when I was in Colorado, when I got my first real apartment, I looked back one day and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, everything in this apartment was given to me. I never paid for anything in that apartment. Nothing. And in the leniency, I remember this one. I've said this a couple of times on the air where I was sitting there talking about my landlord. I came down one day and I was all smiles heading out the door to catch the bus to go downtown and, you know, just doing my thing, kept on going forward and kept on enjoying life, you know, go hiking or whatever. And he stopped me one day and he was like, let me ask you a question. I said, what? He says, does anything bother you? I said, no. Why should it? He goes, well, do you realize you're like $250 behind your rent? I said, well, let me tell you something. I said, what do you want me to do? You want me to take the energy I have right now and focus on getting your money, or do you want me to worry about it? And I said, it worries, I'm not going to get you anything, but I guarantee if I keep focusing, So it's almost like I wanted to say, come up to my apartment. I'll show you all the stuff you gave me, you know, but and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's one of those things about Christmas. And I've always sat there and looked at. But, see, I always try to take Christmas and make it a year time thing, not having Christmas all the time. But, you know, not the way people look at it anyway, as in Christmas, Christmas, like your miracles. Are miracles miracles, or is it just one of those things where you come to the realization and start thinking right? And start focusing more on
positive. It gives you that special something to think of them as miracles, though, you know?
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying. I sit here and say, okay, you know, people look at the whole thing, and, well, wow, look at all this bad stuff that happens and stuff like that. Well, why don't you sit here and reflect on all the good things that happened this year? And just by doing that, you might actually get more good things happen this year, too, as well. Because it seems like you're talking about miracles. Your miracles are really dear to you, and I just felt like once you see them happening, you start thinking more positive, don't you?
Well, you do, because it does. It affects the way you're thinking. You know, it gives you some hope.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm sitting there thinking 10 more people are going to call in the show tonight, and I can't doubt that because they haven't. I mean, I have to have faith that I said it and did it, and even look at it as saying, okay, let's just let it go and continue with the show itself and, you know, put everything you can into it. And then those 10 callers will show up. That's the biggest thing about things. If you sort of look at miracles, what's the common denominator in miracles is the idea you confirmed it or you affirmed it. And then you just went back to living your life, and then they happen. That's why you noticed them the way you do. It's like, whoa, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, what would you say was the quickest miracle you ever had in your life? The quickest, I guess you could also say the quickest answer to a prayer.
Wow, that's a tough one. I don't know, because when I look at my life, I really have to be thankful, because even though things are hard right now, I know people have it harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, one of the aspects, too, you can do and say, okay, if everybody deserves to be rich and everybody deserves to have a happy life, then looking at those other people, the reason they don't have a happy life is because of them, not you. And maybe that by you sitting there going, well, my life is great, and I hope their life is great as well, and just give that kind of energy to them, you might see some differences with them as well. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, the biggest thing I got was, it's amazing to listen to human beings talk about. And as they're talking about things, they're putting limitations on themselves at the same time. Because they're talking about it, they're reaffirming it. And you're like, oh gosh, why don't you just quit and get away from the fears? And quit feeding into your fears. Everybody's making decisions because they think they have to do certain things instead of doing what they should do. And it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing when people start changing that attitude and start thinking about, okay, what would I like to do? And getting really positive outcomes, you know, that then they start thinking a whole lot better, which is great. I'm just saying, I've seen, particularly like in my field, I've heard so many psychics say psychics can never read themselves. Do you hear the limitation they're putting on themselves? And I know for a fact, spiritual lifestyle is a progression. The more you do it, the more you want to do it, the more you attract positive things in your life, the more you attract spiritual people, spiritual experiences, as in miracles. Sometimes I look at miracles and say, well, I just started thinking real positive. Now I just have positive things coming to me. And then I hear somebody sitting over here who's going, you know something? Psychics can't read themselves. And I sit there and think to myself going, I found my own keys. I found my birthday cake when they hit it. And I start thinking about all these things I've done myself. So to sit there and say we can't read ourselves, I'm just wondering if they're actually being honest with themselves, or are they just feeding into another fear in case they've made a mistake somewhere down the road, so they can sit there and say, well, you know, psychics can't read themselves, so I made a mistake. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, exactly. And I think some of it, too, is when we hear other people say stuff, we don't always think for ourselves. We just accept what people say, and then we start repeating it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, because I was actually, you should try this, guys, if you're out there listening. Get Jack Canfield's, he's got a CD set. And you guys have to understand one thing about these things. When I start telling you about these things, the reason I'm telling you about these things, because I've actually used these things myself. It's not because Jack Canfield paid me some money, which, you know, right now would be great. But back to
this. Feel free, Jack.
Exactly, because he just might send me a check, right? So he's going to. But I'm sitting here going, looking at it, Jack Canfield, okay, the creator, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and featured on The Secret. This guy is great because he's got this thing called Maximum Confidence, 10 Secrets of Extreme Self-Esteem. I can't even say it. I should work on this. Self-esteem. And see, what I thought was so cool about this thing is it talks about one thing in this book that hurts everybody if you let it. And that's what we're always talking about. Nobody can hurt you unless you let them, which means when they say something to you, if you're self-talking, the stuff that you hear on the inside feeds into what that person's saying, they just took your energy away. They just made you start believing their vision of you and took you away from what you were trying to focus on. Okay? So you sit here and look at that situation, and so when you start, listen. And that's why we always sit here and talk about people getting to know themselves real well. So when people come at you and criticize you, you can stand firm and say, no, that's not me. And don't feed into that self. Don't let your self-talk feed into what he's saying to you, because your self-talk is your enemy. So, you know, the more you sit there and think about positive things, the more your self-talk's going to be talking to you and say, yeah, let's keep going. But if you let somebody else come at you and say, well, you suck, yeah, you're right, you know, and you feed right into that, and you're like, okay, well, how come my life's the way it is? Well, the reason your life is the way it is because you allow it to be that way. I mean, sometimes when I do readings for people, they freak out when I sit there and go, they go, you know, am I ever going to have a good relationship? I said, well, do you want to? And they think I'm diverting the question when I'm not diverting the question. What I'm saying to you is, if you want somebody in your life or you want this situation to change, you need to take that and focus on how you would like to have it. And don't give up on that thought or that focus or that vision. And I guarantee if you don't and you put all the energy into it and you even tell, you know, like kind of visualize it. When I say emotion and visualization, it's the ideal of focusing on it, but also asking yourself, how would you feel if you made $100,000 a year? What would you do? How would you act? And then play that in your mind. Because, you know, really, realistically, if you can visualize it, then it exists. You cannot visualize something that does not exist. So you're basically, if it doesn't exist out there and you're visualizing and you're seeing it, you're the vehicle to bring it into reality.
Exactly, you're manifesting.
Exactly. So, you know, my biggest wish for the next year is basically for everybody to stop feeding into fear and start doing what they feel like they should do. You know, like people go to work every freaking week. You listen to them. I need to make this much money for this week. And all they do is focus on the week. They also focus on a certain amount. They never come out of that. They never think outside the box, like some people will call it. But I heard this from Will Smith. He said, you cannot do extreme, crazy things unless you're willing to think crazily and extreme. If you're not willing to do that, then the normal is what you're going to get.
I agree 100%.
So you have some questions. I am sorry.
No, that's okay, because actually, I guess I'm calling you basically for validation. Normally, I would be like freaking out this Christmas, you know, spending money on presents and worrying about electricity and that kind of stuff. But for some reason, you know, even though I'm very cautious with every penny I spend, I feel like 2011 is like going to be so good. I'm going to get that job. Money's going to come to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just not stressed like, right, you know, like I should be. You know what I mean?
No, I understand what you're saying. But realistically, you know, 2011 is a good year. I'll tell you why. Numerology, 11 is good. Have you read anything about Doreen Virtue? Anything she's written or anything?
Oh, yes, I love her. Uh-huh.
Okay, she has a book called Angel Numbers 101, and it basically goes over all the numbers in there. And actually, if you see 1111 or 111, it's saying that there's a vortex or a portal has opened up to help you manifest your desires, your wants, your wishes into reality quicker. But also, it's one of those things that I caution people very strongly on that whole thing, because when you have that kind of a vortex or kind of a portal opens up that strong, you have to watch what you think too. So that, you know, really, but I'm telling you, if you focus on nothing but positive stuff, this is going to be a very positive year for, I would say, everybody. if they just know, sit back and say, okay, how can I do that? How can I utilize that energy? Which is the ideal, just focusing real intensely on what you really want. Because if you focus on the bad stuff, with this kind of year coming up to you, you'll go down quicker. So it's one of those things to realize, and realize what energy is. You can use that energy to propel you, but if you go the other direction, it will also propel you down the other way too as quick. I learned that hard when I lived in Colorado, a place called Manitou Springs. I used to live there, which is in a vortex, which is a very powerful place with energy and everything like that. And I've seen people that really got into drugs went down really quick. And people that were on destined for a lot of success, they got it very quickly too, because I was one of them. I was just sitting back going, this is wild, this is amazing. But it was just the ideal. Keep going. And I started sitting there taking things to extremes, like when I was focusing on a new shop or focusing on anything, I kept on doing everything I could to maintain that focus. And I would just tell everybody that there are frustrating days where my books did fly across the room, and you know, smacking books off the floor and off the walls and that kind of stuff because of frustration. I mean, it does get frustrating when you feel like you're doing everything right. But in those situations, I also learned to step back and say, okay, what about me is basically making this happen? So that was a realization in itself, to say, okay, am I not thinking positive enough? And I did catch myself on certain things I was doing. Simple things, like I would go in a store and say, I can't afford that. Just simple things like that were actually keeping me from the big stuff. And probably wasn't even things I was even thinking about in that kind of context, but those are still negative thoughts, and they were attracting negative energy. So I started getting those out and started wheeling them out slowly and got them all out. But, you know, from time to time, they do still pop in, but I've learned some things where I could keep that down. With your choice, I'm just saying 2011 is going to be a great year, okay? Fantastic. Focus on those things. A lot of things are coming to you in the first of the year. So, you know, it's like, just get confirmation on the whole thing and say, life is going to be great this year. And I think the reason you're not so freaked out about everything, because you're already starting to feel the energy.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I really needed the validation because, you know, sometimes you look around you and you think, you know, okay, now if I was normal, so to speak, you know, I'd be so worried and upset and blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
And there you go. If you were normal, you'd be worried. But see, I look at it like this, and I had someone ask me this one time. She goes, she knew I was psychic, and she knew I did. She said, don't you ever wish you were normal? And I said, I'm sorry, dear. I am normal. I use all my gifts. I use everything that I have. When are you going to start?
Oh, that's a good answer. I'm going to use that.
So, you know, the idea of being normal, it just came to me one day. I said, that's what it means to me. It's like I'm using everything I have. And when I don't do, and I, see this, when I don't use all my gifts and I don't, and I start saying I can do it instead of, you know, we can do it. Because you'll hear me say that a lot. Well, we think you should do this. That's invalidating my angels and guides. Okay? And it was one of those things when you listen to your guidance and you listen to your angels, you listen to God and the directions you're supposed to go, things just keep getting better. But when you sit there and get egotistic and let your ego make your decisions for you, you seem to get yourself in trouble. And then your angels and guides and angel and God are sitting there going, okay, we'll get you out of this one more time. And what's so great about it is they're not like humans because they're there no matter what. They love you no matter what. Humans have a tendency to have their patience or their tolerance where they look at you and go, you know something? I'm just tired. I can't do it no more. And I said, you know something? Where would we be at if Jesus said the same thing? I'm just tired of this stuff. You guys take it and do it yourself. And I'm going. I think I'll go take my wife and kids and forget you guys, you know? And he didn't do that. He was very sincere, and that's what I tell people. You don't believe in psychics, you don't believe in knowing the future. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen to him. Okay? He knew exactly what it was going to go, how it was going to play itself out. Sure, he asked a couple of times, do I need to do this? Because he already knew it, but he was hoping that God had come up with a different way because, I mean, think about it. Yes, he's a very spiritual person. He was very powerful. But he went through a lot of physical stuff. And I saw the Passions of the Christ.
With Mel Gibson's one? Yeah.
Yeah, I tell people, I said, do you want to talk about past lives and that kind of stuff? When I saw that movie, a person told me, how'd you feel? I said, I think it was worse the first time I saw it. And my friend was like, what? And I said, yeah, I think it was a little more, I think it was actually more moving the first time I saw it. And they go, you mean the movie? I said, no, I'm talking about the actual event. I said, Mel Gibson is the only person I know of who's ever came so close to an actual event. And I think that's the reason that thing was so powerful, because a lot of people, you know, you said you're talking about, it just affirmed a lot of things for me, okay? Past lives, sure they did, they exist. So, you know, the situation you're talking about, you're feeling things that are coming up right now. So one thing you should definitely do is maintain those visions. And then if you're not too sure about the outcome, affirm what kind of outcome you'd like to have. And I guarantee you're going to get it, okay?
Well, that's so nice. Thank you so much. I just really needed the validation, especially this evening.
No problem. You know, like I'm also telling, I'm not trying to get crazy or nothing. I'm just saying right now, with the way things are and the way I'm doing readings and stuff, for $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour, in the course of all those sessions, it's not like I've planned it all out, all right? Whatever, like in the course of an hour for $10, whatever you want to do, and I'm kind of stressing to everybody with the past life regressions because of it just helps you point out a lot of things that are going on in your life, and it might actually be some validation on yourself where it's, how would you put it? It just propels you even more to go forward because you know what's going to happen, all right?
And past life is part of your special also?
Yes. That's why I keep telling
you.
We do the hour and a half hour sessions. Whatever you want to do in those half hour or the hour, that's up to you. And I tell everybody, I said, if you want to get a 2 hour session, that's only $20. And we can take, I mean, you sit there and come to me with a list of things you want to do. I'm serious, man. If you would have came to my shop when I lived in Colorado, in the course of an hour, you probably would have got 3 readings, a palm reading, I tell you about past lives, auras, whatever comes to me in the course of those hours or whatever we're doing, I tell you. I don't hold nothing back. I let you have it all. And people were kind of freaked out when they come in there and going, well, I thought palm readings were like $25 separately. Well, they are, unless I sit there and tell you to give me your hand. That's my request. I'm not going to make you pay for me saying, well, let me see your hand. But if you come to my shop and say, hey, I want one, that's different. You're asking for my – that's what I do. It's a service. But if I ask you out of my curiosity, I'm not going to make you pay for my curiosity. That's ridiculous. So I sit there and say, just sit back, relax, and this whatever happens in the course of this hour, I'm not going to charge anything extra because it's really not anything extra. It all comes in a session with me. The only thing I tell people is if you're going to do relationship counseling or relationship readings, those are intense on me, okay? So I do charge more for those. But I'm also a very flexible person, very open-minded. I mean, I've done readings for people when they're in the midst of need. I mean, I had a lady walk with me one time who was pregnant, and she goes, I don't have money for a reading, but my baby has been moving all day. Do you think I'm going to sit there and turn her away because she ain't got no money? No. And I sit there and told her, I looked at her and I said, your boy will be moving anytime soon. She goes, how do you know I'm having a boy? I said, well, aren't you? And she goes, well, yeah, but how'd you know?
I said, well,
I should tell you that your baby's going to be fine. I said, you started taking new, she was taking some new depression medicine, and it was just making the baby sleep more, that's all. And she just needed validation. So, do you have any more questions?
Do you just do the phone ringings, the phone readings? Because you're in Ohio, right? Are you in Ohio?
Yes, I do. I can do everything that I said that I do in person, I can do on the phone. The only thing I can do palm readings if you have a fax machine.
Uh-huh.
Or if you,
I'm definitely going to call for a longer reading. Definitely.
Alrighty. Well, thank you. And do you have any more questions before you want to go, or maybe you want to?
No, I just really needed validation. You know that I am going to be able to get a job soon, and you know that kind of thing.
Okay.
So.
No, you should see. It's almost like you come to a wall right now. Well, expect that wall to come crumbling down. Probably about the time you see the ball come crashing down for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
And same to you, too, as well. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Wants me to make you break out in that freaking song, doesn't it? I want to start singing Christmas carols. All right, let's go to the next caller. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, too. Okay, I see a name here, but it's Ziggy?
Ziggy, my name is Sigrid. And on the Skype, or on the chat, I'm Husky.
Okay. Now the one says, I guess that's a Ziggy?
Yeah.
Okay, Ziggy 14?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. So how are you?
Well, you know, I just came across the Blog Talk Radio, and I thought I'd just call in, and because I'm wondering if I'm cursed.
Okay. I think a lot of us are thinking that right now. I think it's 2000.
No. Yeah, it's not even 2010. It's since I've been born.
Okay. You know, the way I pick up on this thing, I really don't feel like you're cursed. I just feel like what I pick up is a lot of, it's almost like expectations of other people's wishes for you. Where are you calling from?
Canada.
Canada, okay. So you feel, so this is something that's been weighing down on you for a very long time. But it seems like, go ahead.
Well, what actually happened when I was 3 months old, the way my mom got rid of me, like she put hot boiling coffee over me and put me in a hospital and never picked me up. And from that day onwards, and you know, the weird thing is, I remember it. I really remember it. And I always had the vision what happened. And then I was confirmed when I was 18 and came out of a children's home that it actually was written down that actually happened. You know, I always had the vision of it. And from that, I mean, other things have happened since then. Like, you know, I broke my back, but I'm healed again. I was in a bad accident. I got burned all over my body and my hands and everything. And I've got three children. My daughter, she's 30 now. My other son is 18. He's here with me. My 16-year-old is missing. You know, he's been through a hard time for the last 2 years. And he tried to commit suicide twice. Because he was accused of sexual assault, which we knew he didn't do it. But this girl just, you know, accused him because she liked him and he didn't want nothing to do with her. And then she accused him of sexual assault. Now, he was found not guilty 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
But between the two years, he's gone on drugs and drink. And he's totally out of control. And now I don't know really where he is. I had a really nasty email of him yesterday, you know, that he completely hates me and all this and that. And then my husband, came over here 5 years ago to Canada. You know, I married him. I came from the UK. I'm really born in Germany.
Right.
And he's been emotionally abusing me for the last 4 years. He comes and goes, leaves me without my money. My status in Canada has fallen through. And it's just like I'm a prisoner for him, you know, because I can't work over here. And today he's gone again.
Right.
Huh. That's what I feel like. You know, I'm so cursed. Because I do feel like I'm a very positive person. I'm not like I try to do my best. I do work under the table, like as a cleaner. So I'm not a money grabber or nothing. All I wanted to do was be happy, you know.
Right.
It doesn't seem to work out.
Well, the one thing I would say was the idea what you were talking about from the things that happened to you when you were younger. You know, those things you still think about, okay? In the process of thinking about those things, they have a tendency to bring other situations to you, because it seems like you have certain situations that happen to you, but she always seemed to have some good outcomes to them anyway. So that shows that what you want, it's just that these other things are the energy from these things that you're hanging off from childhood. I feel like if you let those go, then things would change on the outer world, which means working on the inside.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, like, in 2000, I met my mother, right? Because I had a letter from Germany when I was living in the UK that my dad died. And I never knew my dad. I knew him on paper, and I was always told that my dad was never any good. It turned out that he did like me. You know, he left me a house and everything like that, and I had to go over to Germany, so I found my mother, and obviously it wasn't the Oprah Winfrey show, but, you know, we were talking. But in the end, when I wanted to claim my inheritance, what my dad left me, it turned out I was 10 years, 4 weeks too late, because his brother took it off me. But the great blessing I actually did have is, and that is worth more than money to me, is I actually just received a passport photo of him, so I now know my dad.
That's good. You got a lot of validations there.
Yeah.
A lot of validations. You know, it's one of those things of the story that you heard before about your father was wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, with the situation of the thoughts and the things that have happened to you.
This is what I'm thinking, you know, every time sometimes so close, and it's just been taken away, you know, but I do not really think negative thoughts. Like 3 weeks ago, I stepped up the courage again to phone my mom. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know what, whatever happened, you know, I forgive you and all this and that. And she just said, the last time I saw you, remember what I told you. You and your children are dead to me. I don't want you in my life.
Okay. Well, okay, with that situation, what are you going to do? I mean,
I have to let it go.
Right.
I let it go. I forgive her. And I mean, the weird thing with me is, I don't know my dad, but I love him to bits. I really like him. I love him. You know, and what my mom has done to me, for some reason, I still love her too. You know?
Well, that's understandable. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're a loving person, so, you know, of course. I can understand that. I'm just saying, with the situation I was talking about with your mother, you know, it's like one of those things you realize you got to let it go. What I'm saying is, I know you think positively. I'm just saying, when it comes to me, I've worked with other people too who were working on finances, getting more money, just changing their whole lives, and they couldn't figure out how come they kept on getting close but not getting the prize, and they found out that there was some negative thoughts that was in their heads from somebody telling them that they would never amount to nothing. And I feel like in some ways, when your mom was talking about...
Sorry.
That's okay. It just scared me, okay? When you sit there and focus, I'm just saying, when you got the validation from your father, it wasn't really about the inheritance. It was more about the validation of who he really was. So that was like almost like your angels and guys talking to you, saying, "Well, you're like your dad. So validate yourself the same way, that you are a great person." But in some ways, with some of the things that have happened to you, you don't think that you're that great person. You think there's something wrong with you that keeps attracting this. Not realizing it's the thinking itself that's attracting these things. And once you stop letting yourself be pulled into these things when they happen, I just feel like they're going to stop happening.
Right.
And then everybody...
I mean, the amazing thing is that my older son actually looks like my father. Spit an image of my dad.
Right.
You know, so I'm also like, I got my dad with me, but I can feel my father all the time now at this moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you said the number 1111, I see it all the time for the last 9 months. Everywhere I look is 1111.
Well, I was looking at your cards, and the cards are basically just saying the same thing. It's like it shows all this stuff with the Queen of Cups, which is you. And what sign are you? When's your birthday?
Aquarius.
Okay.
20th of January.
Aquarius. 62. Okay. Well, there's something about you that I think the Queen of Cups represents you, because of how loving you are and caring. And it's just one of those things that you have. It's like nurturing and caring and trying to do that with everybody. But the one person you don't nurture and care about is yourself. And you need to do more of that with yourself. You know, it's like in the Bible, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, if you don't love yourself, then all you are is a cranky person. So you have to start with yourself and then start doing that. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying.
No, but I do. I love myself, though. You know, I'm not trying to be sitting here on a pedestal. But in the morning, I look in my mirror and then think, you know, you're good and I like you. You know, because the way I am.
Okay. Let's take it one step further then and say, I love myself. So therefore, ask yourself, what's the one thing that's keeping you attracting these things? There's something about you, because it's a law of attraction, that's attracting these things into your life. So just sit there in the mirror and ask yourself, and then you'll probably start getting, because I've done this before too, where I was like, okay, I keep focusing on money, and then my angels will come to me and say, well, the reason you're not getting any money because you're focusing on the outcome of money, as you know, that's the one thing you're focusing on. You're not focusing on what would it be like to be that person or to have that money. You're thinking of the money, the sum itself, okay? So in this thing here, it's like you're focusing a lot. You love yourself, but you're still focusing on the problems. And what they're trying to get you to do is to focus on the solution. You know what's going on, and you talk about it, and you reaffirm it. And I guess from what I can pick up, they're trying to get you to quit reaffirming it. So it's like from this day forward, stop and say, okay, that happened, but it's done, it's over with. The more you keep focusing on it, the more you keep it alive. And the more that energy keeps tracking everything. The reason I'm saying this to you, because I feel like very strongly, it's one of those things, love yourself, and then get connected with your angels and your guides. And then start going one step further, because I feel like if you're seeing 11s, and you've been seeing them for at least 9 months.
Yeah, 8 months, yeah.
It's leading you into the next year. It's telling you, it's giving you a preview of what's going to be happening in the next year, which is all positive. And they're just trying to help you clear out any negative blockages that are doing that. If you don't meditate, you should. If you don't have a journal, you should. And there's just certain things that you can help to focus and open the door. And also with the angels, it's the ideal of doing chakra clearings and getting yourself clear, because it seems to me like the one thing I do feel like with you is there's a lot of blockages in your chakras. Now, I can sit there and tell you which ones to focus on, but I feel like you should focus on all of them.
All right, okay.
And you could definitely see that, okay? And then the same thing. Remember what the aura. The aura is basically an extension of your soul. So if there's blockage in that too, those things have a tendency to attract more things that cause those blockages in the first place. Like you were talking about being hurt and stuff, you know, what she did to you and those kind of things. Those are things that are still etched in your mind. And for some reason, on a human level or the ego level, it always tells us we need to hang on to those things so they won't happen to us again. And this could be a subconscious thing. That's what I'm saying. Sit down, meditate, talk to your angels, ask for guidance on trying to figure out what these blockages are and what's attracting these things, and you'll find that. I do not get any kind of curse, okay? No cursing here. I just feel like the thoughts that you're still hanging on from when you were a kid, because you said you remember these things, and you shouldn't. You're right. You should not remember those things.
That's right.
How young you are. That shows you how imprinted it is on your mind, on your subconscious mind. But with the subconscious mind, by knowing that, you can go in there and change those negatives to a positive.
Yeah, I mean, that always frightened me, because, I mean, it happened when I was 3 months old, but
right.
I can describe the room where it happened in. And when I asked my mom about when I met her in 2000, she had such a shock on her face. She said, "Who told you?"
Excuse me.
And I said, "Nobody told me." I said, I've been dreaming this since I can remember.
That's what I'm saying. It's so imprinted on your mind, your subconscious mind. It's been there. It's like engraved. I'm just saying. I would do some meditations. I would sit there and focus on that and say, you know, it's almost like look at the situation of asking yourself, you know, what would your life be like if that wouldn't have happened? And then focus on that, and that's what you're going to get. This next year coming up with 11-11s, it's one of those things of turning things like this around and making a positive out of it and say, okay, instead of letting this thing pull me down, I'm going to use it to motivate me and realize, okay, I love myself. Now I know my father loved me. I feel like your father's around you quite a bit, too.
Yeah, I can feel him. I don't know. I mean, I can't see him, but I, you know, sometimes when I'm walking, I always talk to him. I talk to God, and then all of a sudden my dad pops into my head, and, you know, and I will say, oh, you know, I love you.
Coming to visit to reinforce and help you out in certain situations.
Mm.
But it's also the same with your angels and your guides. I mean, particularly your angels. I see that there's angels coming in from time to time. Wasn't you also saying something about you're married?
Yeah.
Was you also talking about your significant other treating you like, treating you badly?
Yeah. Emotionally, yes. Very.
I'm just saying, after the first of the year, you're going to take some situations and basically distance yourself from them.
Yeah.
And start making decisions to either keep them or cut them loose. And I just feel like you're really going to be determined to clear out what you got to do. Because you're already sensing.
No, I made the decision. I'm going to cut it loose.
Well, I'm just saying, when you cut it loose, take it one. Like I always tell people, take it one step further. You know, the idea of cutting it loose is great, but what you want to do is you want to focus on the outcome that you like to see and how you like it. Whoa! And what? Got a lot of noises there. It's like just take it one step further and focus on the vision that you want your life to be. And when I say cut loose, get Archangel Michael to help you cut loose the cords that are attaching to you, all this stuff. Because I feel like once those are severed too, because when we talk about severing, we're actually meaning sever those cords that are attaching you to whatever is going on. I've seen this too many times where a cord will attach people to things, even deceased people, and that attachment's still there. So it's still draining you, and it's still affecting your life. But once you cut that, and that's why I always tell people to do, take that, or invoke Archangel Michael to come in. If you feel comfortable talking to God first, to ask him for permission to do so, then do what makes you comfortable when you do that, okay? But I'm just saying, you bring it in here. Archangel Michael is the one who has the sword. So you ask him to take his sword and cut those cords. And then you ask Archangel Raphael to come in and to help you heal after those cords are cut. But you also want to sit there and the other archangel I'd recommend working with would be Archangel, Gabriel. Gabriel, because it's the angel of communication. Once you get yourself to a situation of you made your decision to separate yourself from people and that kind of thing, this will help you give you the strength to verbally say what you got to say to make these decisions permanent and move on. Okay.
Okay, thank you ever so much. I don't want to keep you. I know there's more callers.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I mean, you know, it's like if you have a couple more questions you'd like to ask, you go right ahead, or if you need to talk about it some more, that's fine.
I'm just wondering if I get my 16-year-old son back, because he's totally gone off the rails.
Is that the one that was drinking the drugs?
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do right now, but I would say yes, but it's not the idea of having intervention in the situation, as in you doing anything. It's another situation that you talk to your angels about, asking for divine intervention with this whole thing, or even go. I feel like God would be a very good person to talk to about this one, instructing the angels, almost like calling everybody in to say intervention, because right now, physically and emotionally, you're drained. But I feel like if you brought this other, if you did that, like I said, it seemed like to me like what it seemed like it'd be more important to you to talk to God and to work with your angels that way.
Okay, then. Thank you ever so much.
I'm not trying to exclude God from anything. God created everything.
I know. Me too.
You just feel comfortable that way. And so if you want to work with and you want to pray to God, and I just feel like there's angels around you because of it anyway. So that's what I'm saying. Work with them because they're there.
Okay.
Okay.
And everybody have a nice Christmas, and thank you all for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
And bless you and yours.
Yep. Happy holidays, okay?
And you. Thank you ever so much, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay. All right, everybody. Let's get back to basics here. I can't even talk. Well, like we were saying, we have an hour and 34 minutes left in the show. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, so please give us a call. Call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. The number again is 646-721-9031. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Right now, we're sitting here waiting for people to call in, so therefore, and when you do call in, if you have a good Christmas story, we'd love to hear it. If you have any angel stories, any kind of stories, we have all open ears here. We'd love to hear your stories. I love hearing Christmas stories. I love hearing stories about miracles that happened, even this last year, even more. We're also looking for that 10th caller. 10th caller, you get that 45-minute reading free, so give us a call, 10th caller, 45-minute reading for free. And that is one of those discretion things, so whatever you want to do in that 45 minutes, it's up to you. We'll do any kind of reading you like. So go ahead and bring it on, okay? Like I said before, we can also go over some information here, too, quickly. I'm talking about, I also do personal readings, and if you tuned in the show and you heard a couple of those things that popped up real quick, yes, it is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And the reason we can do that is because I own the business. But on a serious note, the reason I'm doing that is to make it easier for everybody to call and get what they need to get. And I know it's a really hard time around the holiday season because your focus is everywhere else. So I'm just trying to make it easier for you. And basically, that's just for the callers that call this show, that you get the $10 for the hour and $5 for a half hour. It's usually $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. All right? And we was going there for a while with the $45. It was $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. If you want to take advantage of the readings, the ones for 10 and 5, I recommend that you go to Blog Talk Radio, go to Psychic Journeyman, and you'll see when you pull my face up that there's a thing to the right that says profile. Right there is my website address. You go to that address, you can just click on it, and it will take you to my website. And then you get to my website, just follow the instructions, and it's just 3 clicks away, I think, where you just click, and then you go to the page where you'll see there is where it says $50 for a half hour and $100 for an hour, I think. But anyway, if you go down the page, go down to the bottom of the page, you'll also see there's a section at the bottom for people who, for basically what it says for people who call the show, it's $10 per hour and $5 for a half hour. And down at the bottom, if you feel like you would, if you want to donate some money to the show, there's a button for you to do that as well. Any kind of help you can give us is great. But on the other note, if you just call in and let me do what I love to do, and I love to do readings, I love to work with people, relationship counseling, life coaching, dream interpretation. I do angel readings, tarot readings, psychic readings. I'm also a medium. I'm a spiritual advisor. We do it all. So in the course of your hour or your half hour, you get the full extent of everything. Nothing generic about the whole thing at all. You get me 100%. And I always tell everybody, if you're in there and it takes more than an hour, and we go 15 minutes over, no big deal. I never charge extra unless it goes extremely over. And sometimes I don't even do that. So, you know, you might catch me on a good day when I'm really, really good mood. So I recommend you call in and get those readings and go right down to my page and just go right to the address, my webpage address, and it'll take you right where you need to go. And we'll get that done for you. And I also, we were talking about past life regressions, past life work as well. I'm recommending everybody to do the same thing. And yes, you can also do the past lives in the same sessions for just $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. No discretion here. And I feel like that a lot of people really need to do that because, you know, doing past lives really can help you deal with a lot of issues that you're doing right now to help you understand where it came from. Find the root of the problem. You can always take care of it. And that's what we're saying here. Just take care of the situation. And that would really help a lot of people. And here we are going to another year very positive here. And it's one of those things where we just want to get people the information, the tools to make this a very positive year. I mean, I just feel like it's going to be a very positive year anyway. And so it'd be great to have some insight on how to make it even better. You know, we're all trying to create those lives that we can imagine, we always see ourselves having, and this will be definitely a year to do that. So, give us a call, and the number here is 646-721-9031, or if you want to call me for a private reading, that's 937-838-6337, or contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and let's get some readings in this afternoon. This really gets some things going on, because like I said before, very positive year, and I'm pretty sure we all want to make it the best year we can make it. I know I do. So, give us a call. What the heck? You know, sometimes I'm just freaking out here. All right. Let's do that again. I was trying to do something there for a minute. Got a little sidetracked. All right. Now we see what's going on in the chat room. And don't you just love technology? It's supposed to make our lives a whole lot easier, and what we get? Sometimes a little frustrated. I guess we all need to take a deep breath and let it go. Let's all do that together. Deep breath and let it go. So, you know, sometimes people, that's a, honestly, that's just, it can get that easy. It can get real easy. And for some reason, don't you love that? That's not even coming up. All right, so let's try it again. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're sitting here going over everything. We want you to call in and give us a nice, I'm talking, some nice stories. And for everybody who's still on the line, I will tell you right now, I was having trouble with the switchboard of pulling it up. So right now, I am actually doing that as we speak, which should take 2 seconds to get back in the format and go and get us another call, okay? What I was going to say was, call in with your Christmas stories, your miracles. Do you have any angel stories? Any miracles have happened this last year that kind of freaked you out? But at the same time, really getting a kick out of it because it was really something you needed at the time. Let us know. Love to hear those stories. So give us a call, 646-721-9031. We got an hour and 25 minutes remaining in the show, so you got plenty of time. I have no idea what time it is. I should know this, shouldn't I? All right, let's go to our next caller. And let's see what's up. And by the way, it's 7:34 p.m. That's Eastern time. And the weather is really cold. Okay, here we go. All right, area code 484. You are on the air. How are you, and what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, we're right here waiting for you. How you doing?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What's your name?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy. Sometimes on certain days that can be my favorite name, but some days it's not. You know what I'm saying? But,
thank you.
I just had an extra.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm just saying my ex-fiancé's name was Sandy, too. So I'm not going to hold that against you.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, I think it's good for you because you seem like a whole lot nicer than she ever was. So go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So do you have a Christmas story for us, maybe a miracle story, or do you just have a couple questions for us?
Miracle story per se, no, but no, I was mainly just calling in for a reading, if possible.
No problem. That's what we do on Fridays. And did you also hear that on Saturdays we're going to start doing the same thing again for 3 hours?
Awesome.
Yeah, so tell your friends. So he put the extra day in there. I decided to go from 3 days to 6 days a week, and I went to 2 days, nothing but readings, okay?
Okay.
So you go ahead and ask your question, and we'll definitely try to give you an answer.
Sure. My question was regarding career.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do have a position right now. I am working. I'm grateful for that. But, you know, I've been... My goal is to, you know, find another position somewhere else. But not just any position, so that's why, you know, I spend time, you know, I have my resume revamp, and I've been applying to specific positions in hopes to, you know, get into a better environment.
Okay.
And I wanted to see, you know, if it's going to happen. You know, like,
I would say the first thing I pick up here is the ideal, have you really determined exactly what you want?
Yeah.
When I say determine what you want, have you sit down and thought about the environment you want to work in, the people you want to work with?
Yes. Yes.
What kind of thing you want to do, and you're still focusing on that vision, right?
Yes.
You give at least 10 or 15 minutes a day.
Okay.
And then for the rest of the day, are you thankful and being grateful for everything you have?
Yes, I am, absolutely. Every day, you know, every time I wake up in the morning I'm driving to work, and I'm grateful because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have a job, especially in these hard, you know, these holiday times.
Okay. Now, do me a favor and stop right there.
Okay.
Okay, the hard time is what mass consciousness wants you to believe. But is it actually hard time? No, it's not. It's the ideal perception. When I sit here, that's what I'm saying. When I hear things like that, you have to watch out little things like that because they can actually knock you off your path of what you're trying to acquire here. Because I feel like all the things you're focusing on are going to happen between, when I say between January and February, sometime between those 3 months, all these things are going to fall out for you and fall into place. But you got to maintain that vision, too, as well. I don't feel like it won't happen. It's just
no, absolutely. No, there are times when I fight my thoughts and I keep like a real trooper. And I keep at it, and I keep applying, I keep reading positive phrases. You know, I have a list of positive phrases I look out throughout the day, believe it or not.
No, I believe
it. And I try to envision these things, so in a good way.
I'm just saying, when you're sitting here focusing on the world, focus on the same vision, because, you know, if you're going to get what you're going to get, then everybody else is going to get as well. So the more you focus and say that, too, you're just reaffirming the world's going to be a great place. The world is a great place. So you're just affirming that what you're focusing on, since you're in a great place, you're going to get those things. But if you, certain things can deter you from getting those things. And right now, the way I see things unfolding for you, we don't want nothing to stay in the way. I also want you to quit being so serious.
Serious?
Yeah, I feel like you just need to have this inner sense of humor that you got to let out.
Right.
You got some great jokes.
I do have a sense of humor. Don't misunderstand me. And
no.
I love to joke. I love to, but, you know, these past few weeks, especially with the holidays here, have been so hectic.
Right.
And I will never more wait last minute to go shopping, and I learned my lesson well.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, a bit stressed out. I will never more again do it because it's, I don't know how people can handle it, but I really can't, so...
I'm just saying, with situations like that, you're going to have to learn how to handle those. And when I say sense of humor and laughing, I've done this myself. I've actually fallen down and hurt my... one time I was walking to 7-Eleven, and I saw the ice, and I thought, you know, no big deal. Before I got across the ice, I saw my feet before I hit the ground. And what I did was, I said, that had to be the funniest thing everybody saw. And I started laughing. And for some reason, it just didn't hurt that bad anymore. And I've done this thing before.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the things you think would be the most serious things that we should take seriously, those are the times you should laugh. I always say, the laugh than it is to cry.
Right. No,
they're both,
because
both crying and laughing can be releasers. They're very, laughing and crying are like releasing things from the body all the time. I'm just saying, one thing I was picking up with you, just let yourself out. So... But to confirm what you're thinking, you're focusing on, you're definitely going to get those things. I just feel like...
So thank you for that. So you're saying January, February, right?
between January and February, okay? February, January and February, but, you know, if it comes in March, it's going to come in March. But I'm just saying with you, the one thing keeps coming to me all the time, don't let yourself get pulled into mass consciousness. And it can be simple little things. It's just the idea of maintaining your vision, no matter where you're at, no matter who you're with. And when people start trying to chisel away at that, you separate yourself from those and say, nope, I'm sorry, I guess you're not part of the vision. And I have to go. Real nice, though, I'm just saying. Wow, what
is
that?
Right.
I'm picking that noise up really loudly here. I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. I hear a lot of noise in the background. So.
Yeah, that was like, what is it? Okay, if you don't know what it is, that's fine. I thought you might have been.
It's like an ocean, like a wave sound.
I know. I was like, where are you at, the ocean? I want to go.
I wish it was. I love the ocean so much.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania. It's pretty cold here right now.
Oh, I know, because I'm right below you in Ohio. I think some of your snow.
Oh, that's probably even worse.
Yeah, because your snow fell on us. No.
We didn't get hit by that last storm, and I don't see how, you know, because it was coming right at us.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody here was thinking it, and we must have attracted it ourselves, huh? Because we got some.
I would say so. Yeah, you guys got hit pretty bad.
Yeah, White Christmas and everything. I don't know if I like it now or not. But.
Well, there we go.
I get, yeah, think of the pie.
Right.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Okay.
I recommend that movie.
Yes.
Highly.
Yes.
So give it a show. Give it a go. And if you have any more questions for us, or...
No, that's it. I'll listen. I appreciate your advice.
Oh, no problem.
And
I was like, same. If you want to get a full session, I'd get a full session and be a really good outlook for the rest of the year. But, you know, I'm just saying right now, I think it's one of the positive years for you. You just go plowing through and just keep going forward. Work, you know, working on your seriousness. I'm just saying, if you can do the same thing you're doing in a serious mode, you can do it in a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just see some difference at with even more positive outcomes. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. And thank you for the call.
You
Merry
too.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We're getting callers. Isn't that great? I told you guys we're going to get 10 callers before we get off the air, and I'm seeing it now. So, hey, there we go. Visualization and manifestation. It's live here on Block Talk Radio. So let's go to our next caller. Here we go. Okay, area code 447. How are you, and what's your name?
Hi, it's Carol. I'm calling from the UK.
It's Carol from the UK. I just feel like saying hello, everybody, and say hi to everybody, you too. Carol? I'm sorry.
How you doing?
Trying to have some fun here, okay? So, Carol, let me ask you a question. I mean, do you have any miracles that have happened this last year? Or maybe a Christmas Carol? Oh, Christmas Carol. Okay, if you want to sing of the song, that's great, too. But I'm saying, do you have any Christmas stories that you might want to share with us?
The only thing I'd like to share is that your lighthouse, those pictures have gone all around the globe.
Lighthouse?
The lighthouse in Ohio that was covered with ice, those pictures made
are
it
everywhere?
On every newspaper all over Europe, Asia.
Huh. I guess it's good every
so
time.
So that was your Christmas miracle for us all over here.
Okay, cool. Glad we could help you out. Almost like we're getting some free advertising. People are calling and telling me. But, mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, I really appreciate that, too. It's amazing how things get around, isn't it? It's like, you know, things just pop up. And I think if you think about that for a minute, and to everybody out there is listening, you know, we always want to sit there and dictate things. And I understand people have a certain way of looking things, but manifesting things and, you know, it's like they were talking this morning. We're talking about attracting everything you need. And sometimes in situations of being drawn down a certain path, you know, we think we have to have certain skills and certain things to do certain things. Well, make the decision to do it, and then all those things will fall into place and the opportunities to get that knowledge, if you really need it, if you don't already have it, they all seem to fall into place. And like with this situation here, people are looking for some kind of positive outlook, and they got lighthouses. Lighthouses are always a positive thing anyway. You know, focusing on the light and getting to where you got to go. So that was kind of a cool thing in itself. I'm just saying, when you sit or listen to the thing, a lot of things just have a tendency to explain themselves to you without even saying a word. So,
exactly.
Carol. Yeah, so Carol, do you have a question for us or something like that? Or you just want to tell us about the lighthouse? Because I think that was...
I would like to know if you have any messages for me from my angels or my guides.
Really? How about your mother?
Yeah. How about my mother? She's fine.
Okay.
She wants me home.
All right. Well, you should try to work on that.
I am.
I'm just saying, the biggest thing I would say was angels are talking about your mother and how much you should be communicating with her, and even when you think you are, you know, give her some more. Just get that connection there. I feel in some ways you might be closer to your father, but there's definitely a bond between you and your mother.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My dad died. I'm the one, yes.
Well, you know what the thing with your father is, I feel like he's still around.
Oh, he's with my mother 24/7.
Okay.
He follows her. He's always with her.
Okay, fine. I will not dispute that. But I still feel like that you and him had a very strong relationship.
Oh, yeah. I was my dad's girl. Yeah, I was. My dad was.
Exactly. And I'm just saying, he's just not here.
My dad.
Well, I'm just saying, when think about this for a minute, too. Your dad's following your mother around like a lost puppy. Okay, but I think when your mother's with you, I think it's one of those things of almost like a family reunion. You can feel the energy is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, dad's there and that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying with your dad, you can still talk to him as well. Yes, he's with your mom and that kind of thing, but when he was here, you know, you got a lot of attention. And I still feel like that attention is still there, so... If so, we're talking about messages of any kind. I keep getting that one over. Talk, you know, communicate with your dad. Say hi.
How are you?
You're married too, right?
No, I've been divorced for years.
Let me ask you a question about that. Have you dealt with the anger?
I think so.
The reason I ask the question. Because I get it very strongly that you're still connected.
Well,
I
through
can
the
say,
kids,
no.
Through the kids, I still care for him, but I did the leaving, and I'm quite content in why I left, and he didn't do anything. It just we should never have gotten married.
Okay, no. I understand that. When I say get over somebody, it's like I'll give you an example. My daughter said she was over her boyfriend. They split up. She was done with it. She knew why she had to leave. She knew all the whole thing. And then she said, I hate him. And I said, well, then you're still connected to him. This connection is basically messing with everything else that comes into your life because people can feel that. And loving him and caring about him, okay, great. I'm not saying it's not. I just feel like there's still some underlying issues between the two of you. And I
think
feel like,
more so on his side than on my side.
Well, either way it goes, those attachments still exist, so they still attach you to each other. So I'm just saying, if you feel it, just take a look at yourself. And if there's some way you can sit there and communicate with him to do the same, then you would see some different things going on. I'm just saying, you know, you're looking for messages. That's the best as I get. There's some issues.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. No, actually, that answers a question I asked a few days ago. So answers the question I was asking about what energy is still out there that I haven't noticed. So you just answered a question.
So you should also do one thing too, like I told the last caller, we had a lot of callers today. But what I'm trying to get at here is the Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael combination. I would definitely ask for Archangel Michael to actually, because I've done this myself. Where I think I've done something. I've dealt with it. I'm not with that person anymore. And I'll just ask Archangel Michael to cut anything. Cut all the cords that are attaching me to anything that I need to let go of, and even the ones I really can't see. Like you're sensing that they're there. So you just ask Archangel Michael to get rid of those things, and Archangel Raphael is there to help you out and also to heal. But I also feel like Archangel Raphael can help you out a lot with finances too as well. It is also the angel of abundance. Just, you know, the combination of healing and abundance. And I feel like the reason that is because when you cut old wounds and that kind of stuff and you heal them, it seems like it, in the process of healing, you're in a better place in your life and you're actually more loving and caring. You know, you just seem a little more happier and you just feel more content with yourself. And that energy has a tendency to attract more positive things and more opportunities. So that's what I'm saying with this one here. You know, it could be the idea, because I've done this myself, where I trace it back to a source and go, okay, why are finances the way they are? Or maybe just sitting there feeling that you should be getting more coming in, you know, because you've been putting out and giving and doing what you need to do. And you just feel like there's something, like you can sense there's something between you and what you deserve. This would really help out, too.
I appreciate that. It's funny that you chose those two, because Michael would be the number one angel I work with all of my work and all that I do, and Raphael would be a real close second, if not tied for first. Those are the two main angels I work with in all my work.
And you might actually want to work with Archangel Gabriel, too, to give you the voice that you need, too, to speak your mind in certain situations.
I don't think I need that.
I'll just say, sometimes even the most vocal people, sometimes when we get in certain situations, we kind of falter on the whole thing because we think we're going to hurt somebody. It's when when you come to the determination that reason you're hurting somebody normally is because what you just said, there's a lot of truth in it. So therefore, it needs to be said to bring someone out of a fog that they're in. So I'm just saying, when you get to a point and you're saying, okay, I feel like I should say something, but you're having kind of second thoughts about it, ask Archangel Gabriel. If I'm supposed
to call on Gabriel.
Right. If I'm supposed to say this, then I'm going to say it. But also on the same thing, this is also the angel of writing. So, you know, I also feel like you have a book in you about what you've gone through. So, and it needs to come out because I feel like you'd help a whole lot more people too with the similarities of what you've gone through. Does that make sense to you?
It makes very, very, very much sense, yes.
And I would also recommend to you too as well is getting a past life. When I say regression, it could go either way. I want to explain to everybody. I could do it for you and go back and look at the past lives and help you focus on certain things, or you can do it yourself. A lot of people have a tough time wanting to do it on the phone because the idea of focusing could also, in the process of looking like hypnosis, and they're scared the phone might die or something, they'll be stuck in hypnosis. But actually, hypnosis is just a deeper way of focus and concentration. A lot of bodybuilders. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask what your email is so I can contact you on that. I have four shows on Blog Talk myself, and it's been a royal pain the last few nights with chat rooms and switchboards. And so I'm not even on. I gave up. I just called in direct. I'm not even on Blog Talk. What is your is there an email or that I can get a hold of you at?
I can give you the web page and I can give you the phone number. Okay.
Okay, phone number, either one. Yeah.
Okay, the phone number is 937.
937.
638. 638. 6337. I almost messed up on that.
Okay.
I was actually looking at someone else's phone number with my same area code, which I was there going 937. I'm going to get someone phone number. But my web page is
for a good time call, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
I made you laugh.
Right. Okay. No, we need as much laughing as we can get, okay? Trust me on that one. The web page address is psychic-journeyman.yola, which is Y-O-L-A, site.com.
S-I-T-E?
What's that?
Yola site? S-I-T-E? Okay,
it's
.com?
It's Y-O-L-A, site.com.
.com.
And I tell everybody, when you look at the web page, you're going to see the prices that I normally charge at the top. If you go to the bottom, I'm giving everybody a heck of a break for the holidays because I just want everybody to do this because I tell everybody, my hour sessions go whatever you want to do in those hour sessions, on the half hour, whatever it is, okay? And I got specials going on right now. If you call on the radio show, it's actually $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. And it doesn't go back up to, let's say you get 2 hours, it doesn't go $10 for the first hour and then $50 for the second hour. No, it goes $10, second hour is $10, whatever. So you look at the situation, you can actually get 2 hour sessions for $20, which is that's not even half of what it was for a half hour. So I was telling everybody, the past life regressions are really a powerful thing to do. They take at least an hour. I mean, if you only got a half hour, we can still do some great work with that half hour. I'm just saying, I recommend an hour. And it's only $10 until the end of January. So you got plenty of time to get in there. I'm just telling everybody. No, I'm just telling everybody. And plus, you know, telling people if you want to donate money to the show, that's great. But I would rather do it through readings of me working and paying my own bills. So enough said. I hate to say this. But tell me your name one more time.
Carol.
And your birthday.
July 14th, 1960.
July 14th. That would make you.
I have a Cancer.
Cancer, yes.
Yep.
Cancer, water sign.
Five houses in Cancer. Yes.
And you're calling from where?
Wales, United Kingdom.
And you called straight through. Wow.
Yep, straight through.
Can I say again, thank you for calling? That's a termination.
Anytime. Thank you so much for the reading, and you will be hearing from me in the next couple of days.
No problem. Thank you, and you have a great holiday. Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas. It is Christmas today. It's in the UK, it is Christmas.
Yeah.
It is 3 minutes to 1 in the morning.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, and thank you again for the call. Thank you very
much.
Namaste,
honey.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, what did it do? Don't you love this freaking? There we go. Hello. I think I did it right. Okay. All right. 8:03 on the air. I'm sorry that you had to wait so long, but I just don't feel like rushing people off the line when we're doing 3 hours of nothing but calls. And I'm also telling everybody that we're doing this again tomorrow night, too, so... Join us.
How you doing? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. How are you? What's your name?
All right. I'm getting my mother a reading.
Where's
mom? Oh, mom. Telephone.
Where are you guys calling from? Utah?
I'm calling from South Carolina here. It's a phone.
I know. Okay. Oh, that's right. It's 8:05, I think, Utah.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. It's Michael Retro. There you go.
We got plenty of time. Got an hour to go, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name is Lillian, and I'm wondering, what do you see in the future for me? Finding a sweetheart or keeping the one I have.
Okay. So, sweetheart, when's your birthday?
December 25th, 1944.
Really? So the idea of being a Christmas baby, does that really work for you or work against you?
Well, it works for me, I imagine.
Okay, I'm just wondering. I had a friend of mine, she was like born on the 25th, and she said no one really bought her gifts because they just kind of like, they were like in a mode where they didn't know what to do for her. So they would always buy her stuff months before, but she never got nothing on Christmas.
Well, that's true. It's true.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Either one, you get one, and that goes for both.
Right.
You always get cheated.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if it worked for you or against you, because I do have some friends that get nothing but gifts, but they also have some parents that just really go overboard, too.
No, I never did. I get 10 for my birthday and 10 for Christmas.
Right. Well, with the idea of the sweetheart you're talking about, I feel like you're going to have a sweetheart in your life. I keep getting 6 months into next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see like it's going to happen the first part of the year. I keep seeing it popping up 6 months. So we're talking, I keep getting the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
you're going to meet somebody. I feel like, how tall would you say you are? About 5'2"?
I'm about 5'5".
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I get this guy, he towers over you. He's about, I keep getting 6'1".
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like he's a person that doesn't look his age. He's very energetic and very, what's the word? Very affectionate, but that's not the word I think I'm looking for. He's just very, I guess you might say accommodating. He's just really there for you. And it's
mm-hmm.
like you're really looking for someone like that, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I say, like I tell everybody else, keep focusing on what you're focusing on because you're going to get it. Because that's exactly what I got a description of. And so, therefore, it's just kind of confirming it for you.
Okay.
And if you've been having some headaches lately?
I have.
Okay. Eat some bananas.
Pardon?
That might sound weird, but I said you keep getting headaches. I keep getting that you should eat bananas.
Okay, so you think I have a potassium deficiency?
Yeah, and it's affecting your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to focus on that. I'd also get you a multivitamin, too.
Okay, okay.
All right, but, don't take any... if you can, also, too, you're also subjected to a lot of negative energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
Your son seems to be a little pushy.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm saying, what you should do is you should just take and find a nice quiet place and meditate, and you'll get rid of those headaches a whole lot quicker if you took aspirin, okay?
Okay, will do.
And if you can, try to, I'm telling everybody, you know, since I have my rates down to $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour, you should definitely try to get in there and get some extra work as well. I'd be glad to work with you, so just give me a call. And then we can work, you know, and I can, if you would like to have the address on my website to check it out. I tell people to go on the website, but I can actually give it to you right now, if you like.
Oh, I don't have a pen with me.
Okay, no problem. Just go on Blog Talk Radio if you can, and and just look at my profile, and you'll see my picture, and then right to the right of my profile, you'll see my website address. All you have to do is click on it. It'll take you right there.
Okay.
All right, and my phone number's in there too. So all I tell people to do is you can deposit the money in there and call me, or you can call me before you do it. Whichever's convenient for you.
All right.
Like I'm just saying, you know, some of the things I tell people, sometimes they can be a little bit personal, and I just recommend that you just get a personal reading so we can keep it all private.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, no problem. And any other questions you have there?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, and you have a merry, merry Christmas.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Here we go. This is getting pretty good. I'm really getting a kick out of this. It wasn't like it was last Friday. Last Friday was really overwhelming just a little bit because I actually stayed on the line, I think, almost a half hour after the show was over with. So. And to give you another tip on how to do tarot cards, when you're shuffling the cards, sometimes it's good to sit there and have a little constructional little thing. But also let your angels and your guides lead you on how to do a reading for somebody. Like, for example, I did a reading for a couple once, and the questions came up that, you know, two people asking the same question but different answers. So when I laid the spread down, I put down, I'd never done it before, never done it since. I put down 7 cards going in 2 different directions. And it actually told us exactly what we needed to know. So I'm just saying, take a deep breath, and I always take 3 deep breaths. Say your little prayer before you do your reading. And then open up, listen to what you're being told, and go in the direction that you're led. And then when you're done, it's always good to do a cleansing of some kind. You can either take a crystal, quartz crystal, and put it over your third eye and focus on letting go of all the negative energy, or just the idea of letting go of what happened, because sometimes you do take on energy of other people when you do readings for other people. So it's good to cleansing or sit there and do a nice chakra clearing. You know, get a CD and do that whole thing. And just like a little procedure, making sure, because I know when I don't do that, I have a tendency to get headaches. And those seem to cure headaches. And chakra clearings really take care of headaches quickly because you're imbalanced. And that's why you're having headaches. Okay, here we go. Area code 321. You're on the air. How are you? How you doing? What's your name?
Oh, hi. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida.
Linda from Florida. How are you?
Fine. How are you? I'm a first-time caller. And I was just at your website. Hi there. I was just at your website.
I'm sorry.
I was just at your website while I was listening to the show. At the same
okay.
time, I just went to your website.
You just turn it down a little bit, and we'll be good.
Yeah, here, just one little bit more here.
You gotta watch it from
is
time to
better?
Time.
Is that better?
That's good. Every once in a while, you have to echo back and forth. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. It may be the phone, my phone.
Okay, well, I'm fine. I can hear you clearly.
Oh, wonderful. What I would just, you know, anything that pops up, money's an issue, romance, just, you know, I like improvement in everything in my life, and I'm working on it. So whatever you see, which would be nice to hear.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Take three deep breaths, and I want you to repeat your name again. We're trying to get
Linda.
Okay, I'm just saying we're trying to get some energy going here.
Linda. Linda. My name is Linda.
Okay. And then I want you to clear your head. Let's see. You know, something I get real quickly with you is the idea of improving your life is really the main focus in your life right now. And the reason I say it that way is not the idea of it's a bad thing, but the idea of focusing on, it's like taking a step back, focusing on what you're trying to do, and ask yourself if you're focusing on the possibility of lack, too, as well. Like, for example, if you're focusing on, I want to improve my relationship, but you're still kind of like, still having things that are from the past that are pulling on you. Those need to be let go of. If you're focusing on that you had a bad job, now I need a good job. You let go of the whole thing and say, I'm just focusing on having a great job. Because that one thought could be clouding what you're trying to accomplish. When you sit there and focus on your love life, you feel like your love life is one of those things where there's a lot of focus there. Excuse me. You don't have anybody right now, right?
No. But someone from my past, probably 30 years ago, my ex-husband, he would email me every now and then. There's still feelings from both ends. But mm-hmm. I had to sever the ties. Because he's married, and he couldn't keep it just as friendship. One day he'd be there like a friend, and the next day he wants it more. And I just couldn't go down that road. So
and what's his first name?
His name is Larry.
See, with Larry, what you got to do with Larry is Larry's in a situation where all he thinks about is what he wants. So the lack of respect is really kicking in very highly. That he's not respecting you because he's not listening to you. I mean, it's great to sit there and go, hey, you know, I have these feelings for you. But see, the point here is you should never let your emotions dictate your decisions. Emotions are just there that when you're in a good situation that you can feel it. There's something wrong with feeling the situation, even when I sit there and tell people when they're manifesting things. You know, sit there and focus on what kind of relationship you would like to have, and then focus on the emotions. What would it feel like to you as well? That will attract what you want. But with the situation with Larry seems to be a figment in your mind. I'm just saying he's bad for you in all kinds of sense of the word. And the only way that even the idea of having a friendship, I don't think you could ever have a friendship with him. I think he would always keep pushing his feelings. Even with you, I think for some reason I think if you were married, Mayo is a possibility of having a friendship with Larry. I don't think he would respect that relationship or you. He will still keep pushing what he wants. A lot of people
yes.
do that. They'll sit there and push it and say, well, I have strong feelings for you, so therefore you should consider doing this. When he should also look at the situation going, but she's never really acknowledged that. And even if you've had a couple of times where you gave in, that's all past stuff. Because I'll tell you like this. The reason I'm telling you this right now because I want nothing to interfere with what's coming up. I feel like it's something, one of those things, and I'm really stressing on the whole thing. Not stressing, but really putting emphasis on it because it's coming up. I feel like with the situation of certain things being let go, it changes the timing on it where it happens quicker. And I'd rather have things happen quicker than later. I get 6 months, a possibility. But I also see let me rephrase it. I see a relationship definitely in the next year. It's just the idea of how it falls into place and how fast it happens. I get a fluctuation between 3 to 6 months. And what I mean by that is it could happen no later than 6 and or as early as 3. I feel like there's also a lot of things that you're still working on is the reason it could be 3 months. But if you work on those situations, and this is just a really close look at yourself, okay? But just focusing inwards, going inwards, and just asking yourself, is there anything keeping me from getting a relationship? Is there something about me that I should work on before I go there? And I feel like if you work on that and you find that, then the relationship could happen a lot quicker.
You're very accurate because that's what I'm doing. I'm not focusing on other people. I'm focusing on myself and things that I want to improve about myself, like being a better listener to when people are talking to me. And I realized how much I've grown when Larry, I watched what he wrote on Facebook, but I never contributed to his comments because he is married.
Right.
And I just watched it, and I realized I don't want someone like this. He's a liar. He's a player. So I didn't say anything. I just disconnected myself, blocked my emails, and I'm moving on. That's what I'm doing. And it was very difficult, but it was all about what do I want, and I don't want a liar, so I walked away.
Yeah, there's no other way you can look at this. And if anybody's listening out there who's actually involved with a married man, realize one thing. He has to lie to see you. So the idea.
I've never seen him. We just emailed because we're states apart. He asked to come to see me, and I told him no. No, I have never seen him. I haven't seen him in, 20 years.
Right. I'm just saying it's good for you. I'm just saying if anybody else out there, because a lot of people have a tendency to justify seeing a married man because, well, he's in a bad relationship. Doesn't matter. Doesn't care.
Right.
And you shouldn't either. It's one of those things, the person sitting here telling you his story from his point of view. You know, if you really want to get the, I told a couple of people like this when I was doing sessions with them, if you really want to get the insight on that whole thing and see what it really is all about, go talk to her. Then talk
to him. It's not my place to find out what's going on. All I know is he's married, period. As far as I'm concerned, he's married.
Right.
If you just like emailed me, made it friendly, like how are you? Because we were high school sweethearts, we have a big history together. That would have been fine, as long as his wife knows. And she says it's okay, but it has to be friendship, and it wasn't.
I'm just saying that's why I tell people that, because the idea of making that next step kind of brings them back to reality and say, well, like you just said, you know, you shouldn't go there, and you shouldn't go anywhere. But also with what I'm saying,
it's a hard thing to do, though, especially when someone, we have that much history. He was my very first love. So it was a test of strength. Trust me, it truly was.
I understand, sweetie. But, you know, sometimes I look at these things and go, you'll get through the whole thing, what you are doing right now. But I always tell people, I said, look at somebody else who might be in a worse situation than you could have got yourself into. And then look at and say, okay, I made the best decision. Because my ex-wife is married to my brother. So when I sit there and look at that situation, and you sit there and you have to sit there and do something because we have two kids. So the ideal is looking at the situation of what could have happened if it would have never gone there in the first place. Somebody didn't think that far along. And I really like your courage because we have a lot of history, but you're still making that decision to go forward. That's a very strong person. And you should look at yourself that way, very positive, but also look at this too. You're also focusing on this. So the other things that you want to happen in your life that are going to change, it seems like this is the most important thing to you. So this is the root that gets you the other things as well. Because when you find that true love, and that energy itself is going to give you, it's going to attract to you exactly what you want. Because I'm tired of hearing people say you can't live on love. Yeah, you can, because if it's true and it's real and it's really powerful, that's what attracts. That's what works in the law of attraction. So see, by making this one decision, you've changed. You're going to change everything in your life. I would say you're changing everything in your life. because I see a lot of positive things happening at the first of the year. And the relationship, I would say, falls into 3 months. And the reason I'd say it could be 6 months, because I don't think that this guy that you're talking about is going to stay out of sight. I think he's going to try to push in there again, and how you deal with that. But I would stop all kind of communication with him at all, because every time you open the door, he thinks that you want him. And that's what I'm saying, you need to...
No, I blocked everything. I literally blocked my email even. I blocked him completely, which, like I said, was very, very difficult. I hemmed and hawed, but you're talking about true love, and I agree with you. How can you have true love if you're not honest? And I don't want anybody honest that's not honest. So that's not love.
And the more honest you are with yourself, that's what you're going to...
I'm very honest.
Well, you're attracting to yourself right now somebody who's almost like you. And that's a really good thing because of things that you've changed. And I'm just saying, I feel in some ways you might hesitate because of having gotten what you want. I'm saying, you know, take a couple steps back and go, no, this is exactly what I asked for. It's what, you know, you've heard the saying before, right? Watch what you wish for because you might get it.
Yes, yes. I made a message board. Are you familiar with that? A message board, an image board, and I put on that board everything, spiritual and everything. I look at it. When I pray, I look at it. To manifest.
Keep it up.
I wanted to ask you, I've got so much going on in my life. Something devastating, it was nothing to do with romance, happened to me 2 years ago.
Right.
It will affect me for the rest of my life. And I'm not saying in a negative way. I'm aware of it, so I'm doing things to not... I'm trying to get justice. Anyway, just a lot of negative people, or it seems like I have battles all the time. Like, I'm the chosen one to defend. Now I'm serving on a board to help 74 homeowners, which is a big responsibility. There's three men... They're usually I can get along and I can break the ice. I can just smell it. It's so corrupt. There's so much corruption, and they're acting. Will I ever be able to break the ice and get justice? It is 74 families that are involved in this, and they're kind of like relying on me. And it's kind of difficult because I have so many other. I really did have a trauma. 2 years ago. So this might be God's way of getting me to focus on other things. Larry, serving on the board.
Focus.
And by the way, the serving on the board is all volunteer. I'm not getting paid for this. So, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it, it's a very big task for one person.
Right.
Should I walk away from this, or do you see me... I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I just want them to walk away and let's start fresh as a community.
Well, like you said before, this is one thing I would put on your focus board if you haven't already, and focus on the outcome that you'd like to have this. I mean, I feel in some ways you should still keep going forward on the whole thing. I just feel like you're getting stronger, and I don't think it would be something that would be too much for you. It's just the ideal finding new strength in yourself. But like I said, like I tell everybody else, it's your decision as well. I'm just saying, you know, take some time in the next 2 days and just meditate on it and see what you should do. If you get the message that you should go forward, which I feel like you might. I mean, what I'm getting is something just making you stronger. Sometimes we have a tendency to walk away from these situations because we're not really sure about it. But see, it's another fearful thing. You got to face fear. You can't let it keep you from what you got to do. And I understand it's not an easy situation, is it?
Well, you know what they're doing. I cannot say what they're feeling, but I know that's what's happening because they're not letting me see the books. When the bank, and I went to the bank, and the bank told me, well, they're living off the community's money.
Really?
They just, you know, they won't. And see, and I have the right to see the books. They act like they don't hear me. It's like three children. That are playing this vicious game, and it's just like them against the community, and it's not that easy legally to get them to step down.
Well, with the situation at hand, I was talking to some lady last week who was talking about her mortgage company ripping her off, and I said, what you got to do in a situation like this, if you're going to keep going forward in the whole thing, is you got to focus on the vision you have in your head. Because what they're going to do is they're going to try to knock you out of that vision and try to get you to see their vision of what they think the outcome is going to be. And I just feel like I've seen it so many times in these situations, too, that when you really focus on the outcome and you keep focusing on the positive outcome of what's going to happen, it always happens that way. You know, it works against them. And it seems like a positive outcome in this situation would work definitely against them. So it's like if you don't want to be a part of it, you could still focus on the outcome.
Yes, what they should get.
And so you have a choice here. You can be a part of it, or you can be on the outside asking for divine intervention to come in and for them to get what they deserve. And I feel like that would happen.
Oh, I never want to be a part of it. No, I don't want to be part of corruption.
I'm just saying, if you want, some people want to help in these situations or see someone get justice or something like that. When it's a whole lot easier just to sit back and ask for God and the angels to intervene. I've always seen this happen. You know, we're having this thing next week. We're talking about the guardian angels and how you can write a guardian angel letter to get a quick outcome to a situation that's happening right now. And it's basically just one of those things where you write a letter to your guardian angel asking for intervention in the situation and quick results and for everybody to get justice in the situation. And then you just sign it. You just say, thank you in advance, sincerely write your name, and then you burn it. And I've always seen answers come very quickly. I always warn people, too, when you write a letter like that, it's a very powerful thing, and you will definitely get an answer very quickly. And you'll definitely know how things are going, and the people involved will get what they deserve. I've had this happen too many times myself where I just do it myself, okay? There's a lot of energy in those things of focusing and saying, I'm not doing anything, and I don't want to do it because of what they've done to me. I just feel like they should be stopped and they should be sent somewhere else. Okay? Sent somewhere else because of what they deserve. And there was a shop that actually opened up in the town I was working in, and I just felt really bad about the situation, what they were doing. And I just said, you know, if they're meant to work there, fine. If not, they'll be gone. And they were gone in a month. And they were, I mean, if you would have seen their outline, they had planned out there, we're going to be there forever, and they only lasted a month. And I just felt like it was one of those things of people have a tendency when they come against you, they're putting curses upon themselves. And when you invoke that to say, well, whatever they say out of their mouth is going to come back on them tenfold, it pretty much does. I've had too many people that things happen very quickly, and the only thing I could trace it back to was saying those exact words. So I'm saying here, just sit there and put on your focus board saying this is what needs to happen in this situation. Because sometimes you can't get justice to humans, but I've never seen one time where you haven't got justice from divine intervention.
Yes, and I've never done that. I think that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to meditate this week on it. I have to tell you, I put it in God's hand before I knew what I was on the board. I asked God if I'm meant to be on the board, but then it is a big task.
But sometimes, like you said, you got to just look at it for what it really is. And I mean, I was in a grand jury for once, and I was like, it was good, but you just felt like the people there, it didn't matter who came up there, they indicted them. And I just didn't want to be a part of it. Yeah. And I was supposed to do that for like a year. Well, 9 months into it, something happened, and I was back at work, and I wasn't doing that anymore. So, you know, situations people say that can't be nothing done, don't believe it. Divine intervention changes everything. There's nothing more powerful. There's no, your problems, your situations, there's nothing more powerful than you, because you are a part of God and you always will be. So therefore, once you invoke that energy and what you were instilled to do in the first place, sit back and watch the miracles happen here, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And you're going to be on tomorrow night. I was listening to you. You're going to be on tomorrow night also.
Yes, I am going to be on tomorrow night. It's very kind of you to
be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That's very kind of you to do that and take our calls. So, Merry Christmas to you.
No problem. And you should also get your life past life regression as well. So, if you want to check
that. Yes, I've had a past life regression twice so far. So, I'm going to think about that. I've been listening to the show, and it does sound. I've had it done twice.
Okay. Well, I'll be glad to do it for you.
I was very,
Okay.
It's very releasing. It can be life changing, especially if people have any trauma and stuff. It makes sense for their life.
All right.
For their suffering.
It's
a way of letting go.
Yeah. I'm telling everybody, since the rates are down to $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour, hey, past life regressions are part of that too. So give me a call.
Okay, that's unbelievable. Your price is just unbelievable for that. I know that for a fact. I've never heard of it that reasonable. So, but thank you again. I really appreciate everything.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that too. And you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to the next caller. Let's get you guys all here. But I want to tell everybody one thing about this show. If you're still on the air, even after we go off the air, I will still answer everybody's questions who's still on the line as long as I can. So hang in there. I know sometimes it's some long waits, but I really don't feel like I should rush everybody off the line because everybody's really having some issues and they really need some answers. So we want to reach everybody we can. That's what we're here for. So please be patient. We're going to get you all in there, I promise. And if anybody else wants to call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. Okay. I guess you're calling through Skype. And you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, sometimes when Skype calls through, all it is ones, so I don't have an area code. So. But you go ahead. What's your name?
Steve.
Steve, how you doing, Steve?
Good. I just wanted a general reading, whatever you pick up. But first, I wanted to ask you, why are your prices so low? I don't understand.
Well, see, what happened was it was intervention. Divine intervention came. It was like one of those things I was sitting there thinking that I wanted to really contribute this holiday season. And I just felt like there was a resistance there because maybe people were just focusing and didn't really have the money to do it. So I feel like you still feel like people want it. It was just something holding back. So my answer was me and asked me what. I kept on seeing 10 and 5, 10 and 5, and that just came to me as to go down to those rates for December and January. So we did.
That was a very beautiful thing to do.
Well, thank you. And I just urge everybody to take advantage of it, man, because I want to get as many people as I can in on that whole thing. And even if I don't, I might actually extend it till February since that is the month of lovers, so why not? It's great to have insight.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve. So do you have a Christmas story for us or just a couple questions?
No, I just wanted to general, anything you pick up, like the lady before me.
Well, you know, the one thing I would sit there and say that there's a lot of worry around you. So I would definitely focus on not the worry itself. It's like I feel like you're aware of that. It's just the idea of going forward. I also get that the message that comes to me is clarify, clarify, clarify. Like, you know, it's like wanting you to sit down and clarify exactly what you want.
Right.
Because it's like you really haven't really clarified it. When I was talking to the other lady, when I asked her, I said, have you really got everything in check? Which means if you want a relationship, what kind of person you want to be with. If you sit down and meditate on it, because I've actually done that myself and actually gotten descriptions of the person I'm supposed to be with. And they've been pretty accurate with the long hair and especially the eyes. And I always warn people, too, that, you know, in the process of meeting somebody, say you're focusing on somebody with green eyes and you meet someone with hazel eyes. The funniest thing about those things is that girl might have green eyes. She just didn't have green eyes when you met her. People's eyes are like certain parts of their body. They have a tendency to change with emotions. And I've seen girls who have hazel eyes, and then when they're in a situation of realization with who they're with, their eyes have a tendency to change to a more positive color, like greens and light blues. So I think I just feel like you're, you know, relationships seem to be very strong with you too. Is there any reason that
but
way?
When it comes to manifesting.
Yes.
Hello. When it comes to manifesting money, in my case. Do I need to be specific about the amount? Because I don't know what the amount is that I need.
Well,
would it work if I'm not specific enough in that regard?
Well, from what I can pick up with you, Steve, it's the idea of don't focus on the money part because you have a tendency to be too attaching because you're scared you're not going to get it. So be more something simple. like focusing on a service or something you're doing that would actually generate that. Like, for example, I do that myself. I used to work in my shop, and I'm getting back to doing it again, where I would just affirm what I'm going to do today or what I'm going to do this week. And sometimes I just get really simple about it and say, hey, a financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. And I've already had two happen already.
Right.
So I'm saying sometimes it's like examining yourself and being truthful with yourself and say, you know something? I do have a tendency to attach myself to things. But that doesn't mean you just stop doing it. It's just the idea of finding yourself. Why do you attach yourself to things and let go of that fear?
Could you be more specific about when you say attach?
What's that?
Could you be more specific when you're saying attach?
Detach. When I say detach yourself from something, I mean we have a tendency to cling to it because we're scared that there's a fear there. It says if I don't cling to it, like a relationship, if you're clinging to somebody, if you notice that when you cling to somebody, they have a tendency to get further away. But when you kind of like forget it, and it's like you just affirm it. You say, because like what I said or tell you before, like when I sit here and say myself, my financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. Now, if I have a little doubt and I lose focus, I don't repeat that, because that means I don't have faith in what I said. What I do is, I just come back and say, another financial blessing is going to happen this week, and then it reaffirms both statements. So, same thing with that.
I tend to repeat the work I'm doing, so just do it once a day is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Fuel up at Geico and save 20% at Giant Eagle with food perks. To save big, scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card and let your Geico food perks add up. Use them for a food perks trip. What's a food perks trip?
Buying a frozen pizza?
No.
Stocking up on pizza, burgers,
one thing I cannot stand about Block Talk Radio is these freaking pop-ups.
Gas prices and food perks only at
Geico.
Why go anywhere else?
Yeah, why go anywhere else? Well, there you go, Ben. I got some commercials and everything going on today. Forgive me, Steve.
That's okay.
Really irritating with these pop-ups that pop up everywhere. I'm just saying, with your situation, the idea of just working on detachment. If you catch yourself into something, just simply say to yourself, you know, I really don't care if I get this or not because I know I am. And just leave it alone. Because I noticed that. I just know for a fact that when I've done those things, they happen a whole lot quicker. I've gotten rides home just by saying something, and then 5 minutes later someone shows up. Okay? So do you have any more questions for us, Steve?
Well, it's just that so many different books say you should do it daily, all the day long, look at affirmation, the term all day long. So it's kind of confusing.
What you should do, and you should affirm it and then think about it and focus on it, of what your life would be like if you had it for like 10 or 15 minutes in the morning before you do anything. If you can, before you even get out of bed. And then for the rest of the day, what you do is you just focus on what you're grateful for, down to the hair on your toes. This is a good way, and the reason I like focusing on this is because the more you focus on gratitude of what you have and being grateful, you don't have time to think about what you're trying to manifest, so therefore you don't attach yourself to it.
Okay. That makes sense.
But it takes like 10 or 15 minutes in the morning. I mean, I know Jack Canfield had a thing where he had a dollar bill, he turned it into a $100,000 bill, and then he takes it to the ceiling, where it was the very first thing he saw when he got up in the morning. And he sit there and would he would meditate on it for about 15 minutes, and then he would just go for the rest of the day. From the time he stepped out of the bed, just being grateful for anything and everything. Even if it was raining outside, he was being grateful that it was raining because he felt like, you know, it was just another contributing thing that was going to his day. Not taking away, but contributing. So see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying.
Okay.
I'll take your advice.
All right. And I'm telling everybody, if you want a reading, jump in there with that $5 and $10 price tags, because that's something you won't see anywhere else. And it's good until January, till the end of January at least right now. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, you're welcome, man. You guys have a great Christmas, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to the next call. I'm jumping in here real quick, guys, because I want to get you on there. Plus, I also want to call area code 818 right now, the way it stands, you're the 10th caller, and you won. So stay on the line until we get you. I just want to do this one call here first, and I'll get with you as soon as possible. So everybody hang in there. Plus, we're probably going to stay on another half an hour after the show goes off the air. So I'm going to get all your questions, all right? And area code 203, you're on the air.
How you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
Okay. My question is, just wondering, you see, what the New Year's hold for me.
Well, you seem to be falling in the same category as everybody else, and I'm not trying to penalize her or nothing, but it just seems like we've had 2009 was going in pretty, not too great. 2010, depends what you look at it, but it seems like 2011, I just see nothing but positive things happening. Like there's a lot of things around you that could be disruptive. So I get this thing about focusing on I keep saying protection. Like you need to protect yourself from people around you. But it's an emotional thing.
Okay.
I seem to give a lot.
Yeah, I do.
And sometimes you get pulled into people's problems and situations. And I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with helping them. It's just the idea of protection would help you be able to stand firmer and actually be more of a help, okay?
Okay.
But you're married, right?
No.
What's this woman around you that I see that's kind of a confusing situation for you? Whoa.
I have two children with somebody, but no, I'm not married.
Okay, when I sit there and say married, sometimes if you're with somebody, that kind of thing,
you're in
a relationship, so you're not in a relationship, right?
No.
I'm just saying there's a woman that's causing some chaos that could actually be distant for a while, so you could actually get some sanity of your own.
Okay, no, I'm not a person.
So... I'm getting a kick out of the kids back in the background.
They're my daughters.
She's having a great time, isn't she?
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. What's your name?
Woody.
Woody. Don't worry about it, Woody. Kids are like that. I was in here one day doing the show, and my daughter came in and dropped my granddaughter in my lap right in the middle of the show. So everybody got a chance to hear their granddaughter for about 5 minutes, so, don't think nothing of it. I'm just saying... It's one of those things of looking at the situation. Sometimes when I sit and pick up things of people causing problems with you, doesn't mean you have to be physically in touch with each other. It just means there's emotional attachment, and it's a sign for you to start looking inwards. Because you really give a lot. But you're also, sometimes you put yourself in situations you're not comfortable with. So it's just the idea of learning how to be giving when you feel comfortable you're doing that. But when you're not getting it back, also make the right decision to walk away.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because you got a lot of things going on. I would sit there and say that right now, or even if you want to, you can wait till the ball drops, but definitely invoke Archangel Michael to come in there and clear out and cut any kind of attachments that you're attaching you to anybody else. Because when you get really caring and you're really there for people, you have a tendency to have those emotional attachments that develop, okay? So what this will do is just cut those loose. And then maybe you understand why some things are happening in your life to clear out things so you can have all this good stuff that's coming in. No blockages. That's what I'm saying. You don't want nothing to block this.
Okay.
I know we get crazy sometimes when we're talking about chakra clearings and that kind of stuff. But like I said before, the only reason I recommend these things is because I do them myself. And they have a tendency to help me with headaches, body ailments, and all kinds of stuff that's going on. I trace it back right back to emotional situations, people. And when I cut those loose... I start losing those things. It's the idea of finding the source that causes them instead of using medication to cover them up.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm recommending that whole thing. And if you can, get you some chakra clearing CDs too. Your heart chakra and your sacral chakra seem to be a little blocked on the whole thing. And sometimes you do feel a little where you put yourself in situations where you don't feel like you are in full control. Power and control. You feel powerless and your control is taken away. So that's your solar plex. I don't feel like that one, they all need to be worked on. But those are the three I see popping out the most, and the heart chakra and the sacred chakra are the more of the two that I see that really need to be working on. Extra work, okay?
Okay.
So I recommend Doreen Virtue. She has a very good book on chakra clearing. And if you have any stores around there where you can actually find those kind of books, or go on Amazon.com or Hay House. Hay House is just spelled hay and house.
Okay.
Right. Check those out and everything like that. I'll sit there and say this for you, okay? Not to be vague or nothing, but the things that you've been focusing on are going to change. I just feel like it starts with you first. And that's what we're going into this next year, is basically focusing on accomplishing and having the life that we really want, and understanding that there's the only thing that's keeping us from getting that is ourselves.
Okay.
And you have your daughter. How old is your daughter?
Three and two?
Mm-hmm. But she can't make her mind up. I'm just kidding. I know you got two kids. But two and three?
Yeah.
Okay, because I only got one figure and it was six. So I was like, I feel like one of those girls have a tendency to act older than they really are.
Yeah.
The oldest one seems like she wants to boss everybody around.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, she's your rock. So therefore, you know, I feel like you're going to have somebody come in your life this week. I get a glimpse of what you're going to have in the future. So I feel like you're going to meet somebody that's going to be a significant other, but you're going to see her, and then you're going to meet her later on, like in the middle of January, maybe close to February. It's like a glimpse, and I don't know how to put it. It's like a glimpse. You know, pops in, pops. It's like something, it's like you're going to meet her and look at her and just have a kind of thing about her going, you have a strong feeling that you've known her from somewhere. And then you're going to run into her again in January, and that's where they're going to pick up.
Okay.
And yeah, also one thing too, Woody, you have to be telling everybody else. The past life regressions and work and that kind of thing, they're really recommended because they really can help you with issues and stuff of why things are happening in your life right now. So we can actually clear those out in favor of what's coming.
Okay.
You should definitely try one of those things. I'm telling everybody right now, the rate's $10 for a half hour. $10 for $10 for an hour, $5 for a half hour. Those things are the reason I put them down there, so everybody can take advantage of it.
Okay. Is your email up, or?
Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay, my webpage address is, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's psychic-journeyman, that's dot. And then it's Yola site, which is Y-O-L-A-S-I-T, okay.
Y-O-L-A-S-I-T-E
.com.
L-A-S-T.
What it is, it's Yola site. Okay.
Okay.
Yola site. And you can also contact me, my phone, which is 937-838-6337. Okay, Woody?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a great, great Christmas, and I appreciate the call. I really do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's keep going. All right. 352 on the air. How you doing, and what's your name?
I'm good, Donnie. This is Catherine. How are you doing?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe we should just hang out until you figure it. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
God.
Catherine, where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How come I feel like I wish I was in Florida right now? But
you know what? It's not as warm as you would think it is. So, you know, wait till March and then head this way. So,
that's true too, Kathy. But right now it's 22 degrees here. So any kind of
change. Maybe you need to head on down now then. Forget it.
So, Kathy, okay. Do you have a Christmas story for us? Maybe a miracle story or an angel story? Or just have a couple questions.
No, I don't have a miracle. Well, no, I don't have a miracle story. I wish I had a miracle story.
She had it there for a minute. Come on. So you have a couple questions?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so happy about that. So.
Okay. Tell me that love is going to hit me like a ton of bricks, and it's going to be the most wonderful thing that has ever happened coming up soon.
I get the idea it's going to be the most wonderful thing you ever happened, but the ton of bricks. that just seems
that
too painful.
Funny.
I'm just saying, you know, the way it comes to me, that's why I tell you. So, like, no tons of bricks, but great. And it's going to be, you know, fantastic, and it's going to be the one thing you've always been looking for. I feel like you've been working on yourself quite a bit, too, huh?
Yes. And
you know,
I've been getting nothing but a whole bunch of players, liars, cheaters, and all that kind of fun stuff.
But you got to think about one thing, too. Those people are looking for something, someone to tell them that they are players and cheaters and all that kind of good stuff. And that's why you're attracting them. So it's basically saying that you are becoming this great person that you've been focusing on, so it's a sign for you. But it's also telling you that when you start getting all this clutter, that means what? It means that what you've been focusing on is right behind it. So I guess you would sit there and say, it's like I say, the universe brings us what he wants, and the ego has a tendency to throw crazy stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get a lot of things with people in January, but sometimes January can be a little thrown off because we're so close to the end of the year here. The energy is pretty wild, too, and people don't realize right now the energy is about the highest you'll see it throughout the whole year because everybody's focused. It might not be the best focus in the world, but it's focused. So sometimes it can throw things off of what you're trying to pick up. But what I pick up with you, I get January, but I also get a clarification that definitely in this next year you're going to have a relationship that's going to be continuous. I get the impression with you, whatever you start this next year is going to be a long term on anything. I don't see.
That's good to hear.
Well, I keep getting you work for yourself. Kind of.
I did. No, I did work for myself. I'm getting a really funky echo back on this line. I wonder why. I did work for myself, and much better. Now it's good. I did work for myself. I moved this past year in April across country. And since then, I've just been kind of holding on by the ends of my fingers. So
right.
No longer working for myself, taking care of my kids full time.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's what's going on.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things of hanging on and just keep going forward. But I just feel like you should be working for yourself again, and you should sit there and the way it comes to me is you should sit down and tell yourself what you actually do love. And basically to design it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I keep getting the impression that what you want to do is that there's other people out there that are doing the same thing, and I keep getting you should do it a different way. Does this make sense to you?
You know, it does, but the different way part is what's got me stumped.
It's the idea of looking at what's going on,
mm-hmm.
and then sitting down and writing down how you make it better. That can be, because I'll give you an example, okay? It's like the mortgage company business. These people have been doing the same thing for the last 100 years the same way. If you talk to them, that's the only way they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started reading Doreen Virtue's books, there was things in there that I knew too, but she confirmed it for me when she said she was going to college to be a psychotherapist, and her teacher told her flat out, you will never become a psychotherapist as a job until you graduate. And she actually had a job as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated. So she wasn't going to let the world. Yeah, she wasn't going to let the world dictate to her. And I actually started this at the beginning of the show. Do not let the world dictate your success. You dictate mm-hmm. your success. So think about that, and then sit there and go. I'm just saying, because it's like go inwards. You're going to find the solution that people are going to sit there. And the reason I stress it so much is because you're going to have people saying, well, you can't do it that way. Well, there's a lot of things that have happened in this world. Joe Osteen's one of them, too. His ministry almost didn't get off the ground because people told him he couldn't do something, or he couldn't purchase a certain piece of property. Well, he got it. And if you watch him on television, that's exactly where they're at. So there's just too many things out there saying there's a different way of doing things,
mm-hmm.
and divine intervention never fails.
That's true. So build a better mousetrap.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just saying, with you are very, everybody's, I've heard this before, I believe it myself, everybody is basically geniuses. It's just the idea of learning how to use your gifts. Once you there. That's just the ideal sometimes of just being still and letting your guidance talk to you. And I just get this impression you need to sit down and focus and meditate, and I feel like they're going to tell you a different way. Because they tell me that there is a different way, so it's like they want to sit down and talk to you personally so you can get this off the ground. Because this next year, I feel like you're going to start a nice big business. You're going to do it a different way. You're going to have a lot of, you know, people telling you can't do it. And then I see you on the other side going, really? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because here I am, and there you are, because you're still doing the same thing over and over again, and you're not happy. I'm very happy. I'm bouncing off the clouds. So that's what I see at the end of 2011 for you. And everybody,
well, that's definitely something to look forward to.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things. It all begins with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, from what I can pick up with, you're a very beautiful person. I mean, you just, when you do things, you have a tendency to do them because of what you see for other people. So what do you do for a living?
Right now, I take care of the kids. Both my kids are disabled, and so it's a full-time job.
Well, you seem to do this for everybody.
I seem to take care of everybody, yeah.
Yeah, so it's one of those things of, I feel like if you really connect with your angels and you find this different way of doing this business, it's going to benefit everybody in a very great way.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner the better. But if you want to wait until the first year, you have time.
Okay.
You need to sit back and relax anyway. I feel like you're exhausted.
I am exhausted, but it's just the season. So it's going to culminate tomorrow, and then I'm going to be able to just kind of exhale.
All right. But
yeah.
Definitely find that time for yourself too, okay?
Thank you, Donnie.
No, you're welcome.
You have a good Christmas?
Mm-hmm. I'm working
okay.
On it.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Okay. And everybody who's still on the line, I say, please be patient and wait, because even when we go up there, I will still get you on, and I will still answer your questions for you, and you will still actually be in the archives. This all gets recorded, so if you want to go back and listen to it later on, you'll be there. So right now I want to go to, I want everything to work right. I can't wait till we get past this Mercury retrograde, I'm telling you. All right, area code 818, you are on the air. How are you, and how you doing, and what's your name?
Hey, it's Desiree, and I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Desiree. I don't know if you heard me before, but I told you to hold on and wave on the line because I was going to get to you. Did you hear that?
Oh, you did. I heard you loud and clear.
Okay, so that means you're the 10th caller. You won the 45-minute reading free. So how do you feel?
How do I feel?
Merry Christmas, yes.
Oh, it's...
Give it.
You know, all we can say is how grateful we can be for whatever we have. I'm talking about hot water, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I can go on. And okay. it really just resonated with me when you were saying how grateful we are for whatever we do have.
Exactly. Because I've had, you know, it's like stressing to people too that, you know, patience is very important. And the reason patience is a virtue is because the ideal of waiting for things to manifest, it happens in its own time. It doesn't happen in your time. I mean, you can sit there and specify the time itself, and pretty good, sometimes it's a good thing to do, and you can get things to happen that way as well. I'm just saying, sometimes things manifest in the way they're supposed to happen for the best interest of you. And if you push the issue, you might actually throw the thing off a little balance, and which is easy to do because you can actually feel that in some people because they're always off balance because they always want things now. And if they let things play themselves out, it'd be a whole lot better for them. And they just don't understand that. The universe is always looking out for you, not trying to do you in, and your angels are always there guiding you too. So I guarantee they're not leading you any place that's going to hurt you. It's always your ego that gets you in trouble. Are you serious? I cannot hack these concepts.
There's something else, huh?
Well, they're getting worse. I'll be sitting here and I click on something. Next time, I'm listening to a commercial.
Well, you know, they're kind of, I always call it divert the attention away from what you're probably trying to say.
Okay, well, they're not going to do that.
No, so, they're not. No, the power is too strong here.
Right, so your name is Desiree?
Yeah, my name is Desiree. Uh-huh.
Well, you won the 45-minute reading, and what I tell people to do is you can go ahead and ask a couple questions in the air right now, and then I tell you, find a nice time for you to do your 45-minute reading. I always recommend an hour. And then get back with me, and we'll do that reading for you. But it's at your convenience. Alrighty?
Right. No, I definitely do understand.
Okay. And then I'm going to write your phone number down just so we can keep in touch. In case I've had people lose the number and that kind of stuff, and I just call them back up and they go, oh, I would have called you, but I lost the information or something. You know, it's one of those things people always busy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also want to stress to everybody else, there's still two callers on the line, so just hang in there. I'm going to get to you as quick as possible. So, Desiree, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, my question basically has to do with relationships right now.
Relationship?
Yeah, relationship.
Why are you so stressed?
It has to do with my finances.
Okay. Well, you got to cut the stress out and realize your financial problem is just an illusion. I know it might sound crazy to people when they say, what? No, I can see it right here. But actually, the way I've been taught, the manifestations that are happening right now are caused by your thinking that you had back when. So what you want to do is you want to change that thinking. There's that commercial. You want to change that thinking, and you want to focus on what you're trying to accomplish. Now, when I sit there and stress to everybody to be very detailed about what you're trying to do, this just when you start getting very vivid, when you're focusing and you're being very detailed about what you're focusing on,
mm-hmm.
you also start visualizing it and you start seeing it happen. And then it's a whole lot easier to play a movie in your head on how you want things to play themselves out. But the more detailed you are about the whole thing, the more the universe can actually give you exactly what you want. And that's why I keep getting with you. And I was thinking if there's a stress, there's a connection here with finances and love life. So we have 90 seconds on the air, guys, and what I'm going to tell everybody is who's on the phone lines, I want you to stay there. We're going to get to you. I promise you, we're going to get to you. We're going to answer all your questions. No problem. All I want to do is tell everybody that tomorrow night from 6 to 9, p.m. Eastern, we're going to be doing readings again, just like we did tonight. We've actually put 2 days aside for the week, Fridays and Saturdays, every week from now on, to do readings for nothing but 3 hours. So tune in, come back and join us again. And then all I want to tell everybody else is may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And we'll see you, and thank you for all your calls. And for everybody still on the line, let's get back to you. I just had to say bye to everybody. What's your situation, Desiree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are very focused. You just need to take the energy and really focus it in a direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to focus on yourself, too. Do you take 10 or 15 minutes a day, or if you can possibly take 30 minutes a day in the morning before you go anywhere and do anything?
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
Yes, I can. Definitely.
Well, I recommend that you're focusing on the thing. And see, what you want to do is, the one thing that's basically pressing on you, and you want to focus on that first. When I say there's a connection between finances and your love life, it means the idea of taking care of the financial situation, to get it off your mind. Because sometimes in situations like that, I've seen this before, with some of the girls that I know, that they have a tendency to unintentionally focus on, they want somebody who can take care of them financially.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody's sitting there going, well, that's what you're supposed to do, right? No, you're not. This is the year 2010, and we're going to 2011. Now, this is the first time in history where people can actually marry each other, mm-hmm. be in relationships because they love each other. That's it. Which is what it's supposed to be. It's been like that since the beginning of time. I'm just saying, finally we've gotten to a point where we can actually focus on that, but everybody keeps letting everything else get in the way. And it's
their fears.
If I don't have a job, I mean, I can't do nothing. See, that's a limitation. You're saying to the universe, I can't do nothing in my life unless I have a job. And then you're sitting there going, how come I don't have anything? Because you've placed the responsibility on that job. And the job is actually going, shoot, man, I feel like I've been putting too much pressure on me. So that's why I always tell everybody, when you focus, and we're trying to put in focus and say, what you need to do is you need to focus on what you love to do and turn it into a business. Or if you want to work for somebody, put yourself in a situation that where you're going to love working. You love doing this. If you're an accountant, you love being an accountant. There's nothing wrong with that. If you like working on Wall Street because you love doing that kind of work, no problem. But see, when people are in the positions of stuff they really love to do, that energy itself attracts everything else that you want to go with it. So we're just trying to say, hey, put it all on the freaking line and say, okay. But there's nothing wrong with you focusing and writing it down. And like the last lady was saying, focus board. A focus board is really good. What it does is you put them in places in your bedroom, places where you're going to see them all the time. And these are the things that you have already declared to yourself that you really want.
Right.
And then you see them everywhere. Like I said, Jack Canfield actually took a dollar bill and turned it into a $100,000 bill and put it on his ceiling. So it was the very first thing he saw when he got up. In that year, and he also stresses to everybody too, don't sit there and get really critical. Say you're focusing on $100,000 and all you get is $93,000. I think I'd be happy with that. And because he was saying, he made $8,000 a year. He went from $8,000 a year to $93,000 a year in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't sit there and say the law of attraction didn't work. It attracted him. He didn't get his $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, he had a different approach of thinking something he had done had changed it. So he started looking at himself and saying, okay, since I did that, what else can I do? Therefore, next you know, you got, I'm not saying in his position, I'm just saying I've seen situations before where that's just a chain reaction, like a waterfall or a snowball effect, where everything else starts falling in your lap. Because you just realize, I have full control. You were always born with full control. We have a tendency to let everybody else. You've heard the term, take your power away. That's what it means. Don't let the world tell you how it's going to be. You tell the world. You say, I'm just saying, that's what I've been saying all the whole hour. Well, it's 2 to 3 hours, right? Don't let the world take your success. You take your success. I guarantee you, when you start focusing on things, I mean, down to, I attracted a phone one time. I love Blue Razor phones. And I attracted a situation. I had my phone in a week and never paid a dime for it until the first bill came. Never paid for no shipping and handling. Never paid no for activation fee or nothing. And people are looking at me going, how'd you do that? The only thing I could think of was I found 3 pictures of a Blue Razor phone and I put them on my focus board. Okay? It's just a way of taking the energy, because when we were talking about before, you're very focused. We just need to direct that energy in a certain direction. This would help that. Because I feel like the things you're thinking about right this minute, you're going to get in the first part of the year, between 3 to 6 months. I just hope you're ready for this relationship.
I'll be ready for the relationship, huh?
Yeah. I really think it's one of the things, you're a very strong person. What knocks you off course is that these weak people around you. And what I mean by that is, it's like people telling you, I've done this before, you got to have money. I said, really? Once you walk in my shoes in the last 3 or 4 years, and you'll start realizing there was a lot of things that happened to me that people would say, you need money to get an apartment. You need money to get a hotel room. You're on the streets. You need money to get off the streets. I'm like, it never happened that way. They were opportunities. I got those things. I got off the street because a freaking girlfriend kicked me out for no reason at all. And I said, you know something? I'm going to let this beat me down. I'm going to go back. I didn't want to go back. So,
yeah, well, I believe that you wouldn't want to go back, because what happened is you were able to face yourself and face the – you were basically able to face who you were, that you allowed to not – it was kind of like –
Mm-hmm.
Hidden.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden,
Yeah, and I believe strongly in the angels. Very strongly.
Yeah, they came to me and said, "Are you going to argue with us anymore? We could have saved you from all this stuff." And what was funny about it was, they warned me about her, and I come up saying, "Well, she's not going to get to me." I'm sitting there arguing with them.
Oh. You know,
and then so I'm sitting there going, "I don't want to go back." And they go, "Okay, where do you want to go?" I said, "Well, I love working in Manitou Springs in Colorado." And they go, "Okay, fine. Walk that way." So I was about 15 minutes from there, so I started walking that way. As soon as I changed the direction, just a physical direction, I got a hotel room. And then from that hotel room, I found out a place I really wanted to live at was an apartment complex up in Manitou Springs. I found the lady that I was renting the hotel room off of, her husband managed that place. And they was very nice people, and they gave me some breaks and got me into the whole thing. And then from doing that, I got my first shop, and really threw me into this whole kind of work. Because the more I started seeing things of listening to the angels and then saying, "Well, this is what you're destined to do," I just put more confidence in the whole thing. And then you have more confidence in yourself. And then you start realizing, well, that's where it starts. As soon as I got the confidence in myself to listen to my angels, you see what I'm saying? You really want a relationship, don't you?
What?
You really want a relationship, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm single. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. So,
it's funny because I lived in Littleton, Colorado.
Oh, really?
This is behind a hogback. And
really?
We're talking like in 92 to 1994 when they were just starting to build back there.
Yeah, because that's...
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean,
what's your birthday? When's your birthday?
It's September 10th.
Oh, you're a Virgo.
Yeah.
Now I see the connection.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm
sorry. What are you?
I'm not trying to hit on you or nothing. I'm just saying...
I know.
There's definitely a connection between us. I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus. So when's your birthday?
April 26th.
April 26th. Yeah.
Well,
no, we definitely do have a connection. And what's amazing is that I've been studying a lot of Doreen Virtue. I mean, I've got eight pages of
that.
Death, and I have most of all of her books with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've been just starting out to do angel card readings.
Okay. Well, why don't you do me a favor? This is something I feel like I should do, okay? So just get my phone number and call me.
Okay.
I've been working with Doreen Virtue's cards for the last probably 6 or 7 years, and I think I've actually been doing the angel stuff for longer than that. So I just feel like it's one of those things of helping you out. What year did you say you were born?
57.
You were born in 57?
Yeah, why?
Because you don't sound... Your voice and your energy sounds like, I would say, between 25 and 30.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Well, it's very funny because I have what's called, I have a very old soul, but I have a very young energy.
Okay. That is unique.
Yeah.
I can also see the connection, too, because I'm a very, very, very old soul as well. So.
Right. What year were you born?
61. So you're actually older than I am.
Yeah, I'm older than you are, but it's interesting. Yeah, everybody always says to me, you know, there's no way that when they even see me, they just say, you don't even look your age.
Really? Well, that's good. I've actually had my granddaughter, and people go, "Oh, is that your daughter?"
Hey, yeah. What? Well, it's kind of like, it's funny because my daughter's 18, and usually when we're together, they always want to know if they're sisters.
Oh, really? Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, do you want the number?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, it's 937-838-6337.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I just think it's one of those really, I would say, well, I keep getting working relationship right now, but...
And you said you're in Manitou Springs?
I'm not in Manitou Springs yet. I'm working on that. I used to live there, and I used to have a shop there about 3 years ago, and I've been trying to get back ever since. And my angels and guides and everything, I mean, everything I've ever done, readings I keep getting, She keeps telling me that I need to go.
Right. So where are you now then?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
So if anybody can send some donations so I can get the heck out of here.
Yeah, so that you can get back to, and you've never thought about going to the West Coast, huh?
I've been to the West Coast here 3 times.
Yeah.
I used to live in Hayward.
Where were you?
I used to live in Hayward, and that's near San Diego, I think. And then I used to, near Oakland. And then I used to live in North Hollywood. And I was actually in L.A. for a while, too.
Oh, okay. So you've been in Southern California then.
Yes, I have. And I've always wanted to go visit what do they call those things? Redwoods.
Where?
Okay. Up in California, they got the big redwood trees.
Yeah, but that's in Northern California. That's not
I know. But there's also another place called Redland. I think
Redlands, California. Yes, I know where that is.
Yeah, so, I've heard about that.
I'm near the Burbank Airport, Glendale.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I am.
Okay, but, give me a call after the show, after I get off here. And, let's talk about this, because, I mean, the idea of working on the cars and that kind of stuff, I just feel like we should do this, okay? So,
definitely, because that would be great. I'd love to come on your show and help out.
Okay, then. Call me after the show, which is kind of unusual, because right now I'm actually looking for a co-host. So, definitely give me a call back after the show, and let's talk then, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your information. I know you got a couple more that you need to work with.
No problem. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you have a great Christmas and Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you after the show, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. 662, you're on the air.
Hello, this is LaShondra.
LaShondra?
Mm-hmm. I spoke to you on last week.
Okay.
But it was about my husband, but this week I want to talk about me.
It's just about time. We need to talk more about you, okay?
Actually, I was sitting up here wondering, oh my goodness, what am I going to do, because I don't have a job and, I have bills and all that kind of stuff. But I received a phone call, and it was for a job. And the thing about it is the job is in Houston, and I'm in Mississippi.
So let me ask you a question. Is there any reason why you wouldn't take that?
Listen, I want to take it. I'm going to take it. And they did the job. They did the phone interview. I passed the phone interview. They invited me for an in-person interview.
All
right. So I have to go to Texas. To Houston. So my aunt, she works at the airport, and she get the tickets, she gets free passes and things like that.
Right.
But the thing is, she already used all her passes, so she's going to consult with someone else that she worked with to see if she can get one of her free passes. The woman, her name is Jackie. Mm-hmm. The person she planned on asking. So will this come through for me? Will I get a pass so that I could make this flight to Houston and go to my interview? Because it's something that I really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this will be a great opportunity for me to start over, new, fresh. It'll be a new year, a new me, a new job, just everything new.
Well, what I'm saying here, what I'm focusing on and seeing is the ideal, okay? Let's take it one step further. Like I told a couple other callers, is we got the vision. Now we're going to sit and figure out how we can make it work, make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like you're going to get, what's going to happen is you're going to focus on this. And then you're going to start focusing on seeing yourself working in that place. And I've done this before, too, when I've worked with The Secret, and when I've sit there and really focused on that and looked at some of the ideals that were in that book and the movie and stuff and said, how can I take them and put them in my own life, okay? And when mm-hmm. I saw they call them vision boards, but I call them focus boards.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that last week. Well, I really need to get me a board so that I can start pasting some pictures because I really, don't get me wrong, I love him. We had some good times together, but
I just feel that even if he tried to come back, I just wouldn't want that because he hurt me so bad. And I'm at the point now where I'm actually starting to move forward, and I'm like, do I really want to go back to something like that and put myself in the same situation?
Just with this situation, focus on this situation and this situation only. I mean, I would look at something like this. If someone came into the freaking situation and said, well, I want you to stay here, I would look at that as, like I've seen before, this is a good decision, this is a good place, this is where you should be at. And sometimes you get things that come in that kind of keep you from going that direction. But it, to me, it's just affirming that something good is on the other side of it, and these people are trying to keep me from there because they're fearful, because if I leave, there is no other chance. They won't get another chance. So once I'm gone, they know for a fact, they can feel it too. Once I'm gone, I ain't coming back.
Yeah.
With the situation at hand, I'm just saying, take it one step further, focus on the vision of your life. I feel like making this decision, you're going to be with somebody else anyway because you're making a different direction, and he's not part of that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was, he'd be part. He would be with you right now making the decision as well and going with you. But he's not. So, like I said, get your vision board and find everything you can about this company. I mean, I heard today, which I never thought about either, but, you know, it's like, say you want to buy a huge house, and sometimes people don't have the mental capacity of what that means. How can I get that house? Well, I really can't believe I can have that house. So it's the ideal. I used to do this to myself. I did this when I was looking for big houses, and I'm like, okay, I got to get a visual of what this house looks like, not just on the outside, but on the inside, and get a feel for the house. So it was kind of funny, too, because there was a couple of houses I really wanted that wasn't for sale. And then a week later, they came up for sale. I'm like, okay.
And see, that's the thing, too, because, okay, I messed up my credit dealing with him. But the housing part, it doesn't bother me because I just feel in my heart that something will come through for me.
Well, don't stop you either. Don't let money stop you from anything. Because right now, you have a couple of thoughts in your head you should let go of. Because you're thinking, okay, I'm going to get to Houston and all this other stuff. I'm saying once you start focusing, you just focus on what you want to happen, and the opportunities will come to you, I promise you, okay? Because I was sitting here telling the story about my freaking life of just accepting of where I really wanted to live at, and as soon as I started walking that direction, all of a sudden, I got a hotel room with no money, okay? I'm telling you guys, I'm serious. I got a hotel with no freaking money.
So there's nothing wrong with living in a hotel for a while.
This was a real nice one, too. It was in Colorado. Had nice old-fashioned doors. I loved it there. But, and that's what I was telling people. I started tracking things, not places I didn't want to be at, but some really nice, comfortable places. And sometimes I was kind of like, don't put me in a comfortable place because I might actually stay there longer than I should. I want motivation, too. But at the same time, I'm just saying I was comfortable. Things were great. And then I had a lady who made my bed all the time, and I kind of liked it. But I'm saying her husband actually managed the place that I really wanted to live at. And I actually got an apartment. I walked into the situation, and I got an apartment with no money.
Mm-hmm.
You might all think that's crazy, man, but when the situations happen, I'm telling you right now, I went into that situation, looked at five apartments. I saw one I actually liked, and I actually developed a relationship with Leon, because that was that lady's wife. I mean, lady's husband. That was that lady's husband. So I became friends with them. But see, everything developed so these things could happen. It wasn't just boom, boom, boom.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I had a friendship with these people. So when I walked into the situation, their resistance was a little lower than usual, too. So when you sit and look at that whole thing and you're saying, okay. So I walk in there, and the guy looked at me and says, you ain't got no money, do you? I said, to be honest with you, not at this moment. No, I don't. But I'm still trying to figure out how to get this apartment. I really love this apartment, right? And I just kind of saying, I love this apartment. And he looked at me and he's like, my maintenance man is drunk again. He was supposed to finish painting this apartment. He said, I have a deal. You finish painting this apartment, you can move in right now.
Wow.
These things happen. And then this was cool, too, because I actually got 2 months. Because that was like the first week of November. The guy said, oh, we're having a special, too. If you have $99 for the deposit, that's all we require for the first month's rent. And he said, since we're really, honestly, that'll be your first month because you're doing me a favor, and, you know, I'm doing him a favor.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, that's all I had to pay in December, too. All I had to do was come up with $99. I had a job. It was just at the time I was getting this place. So I knew for a fact if I could get into an apartment, Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be paying weekly. And I would have the money. So he gave me the opportunity to come up with that money. And then I never paid any money until actually January. Started off the year pretty good, huh?
So, yeah, that was. That was like a huge blessing.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a chain reaction. It wasn't just those two things. It just kept on getting better and better. I actually found my first shop, too. It came to me through my landlord. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all these things were happening, and I just feel like it was because I changed the direction. Instead of feeding into what people were telling me, because I had a friend of mine who told me, you can never get your own business. You can never do anything unless you had money. And she said the reason she liked having money because it gave her choices. And I'm saying, guys, this is the way it works. If you can think it and you can visualize it, it exists.
You believe it.
Yeah, if it exists. Because you can't visualize something that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And if you can visualize in your mind, that means you're the vehicle that's actually going to bring it to reality. With your reality.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, so, you know, so therefore, when I look at people and say, what's your year looking like? What's your year look like? If I can actually say that word. It looks fantastic. It looks great. It looks awesome. And I think if you keep repeating these same words, that's exactly what you're going to get.
Okay.
Are you there? Are you okay?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
I'm just teasing you. I just want you to make sure you go out there and get you. I would go to Walmart and get you. You got these boards. I got them myself. They're cork boards with wooden frames. They're like $9. And the reason I tell people to get those and to get pens, because once you start focusing on something and you accomplish that, you take that off your focus board with your safety, with your thumbtacks, and you start all over again.
Okay.
Because I used to do focus boards with cardboard paper, or what do they call that?
Typing paper? Construction paper?
It's the big ones, the cardboard. The cardboards.
Poster board. Okay.
Yeah, we used to do with poster board, but see, after poster board, you can put all that stuff on there, which I'm not saying is not a good idea, because it's like a collage. Or I think I'm saying that right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, collage.
Collage. And collages are good, too. And it just says, you know, you're putting all this stuff together, which is actually all these little bits and pieces of the life you're trying to create. And then they come together, and it's good. But I'm just saying, if you get that kind of focus board, you won't have a ton of focus boards sitting around you. You can use the same one to keep accomplishing. Now, what I did was I got three of them. And the reason I got three of them for three different parts, you know, one for relationships, one for career, one for body, you know, one for spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and do it that way. You can do that. You can get four of those and do it that way because there are four different parts of your life you're working at the same time. And then just kind of put them in your bedroom where they would be at, where the very first thing you see when you get up in the mornings, there they was.
Interesting.
Yes. And then you call me up and you get a past life regression, and then we'll take care of some other things, other situations, and get those out of the way. And you should be good for the good for the new year.
Okay.
What do you think? Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
So everybody else, if you're listening to this on the archives, I'm just saying, you know, $10 for an hour reading and $5 for a half hour reading, you're not going to find that anywhere that I know of.
No, you're not.
Unless it's a guy on the street corner on a freaking, you know. But I always say things, too. If you meet someone like that and you feel like you should get a reading from him, too, then do it, because you're crossing paths for a reason. But I'm just saying, I just want to help everybody I can, but at the same time, I want to pay my own bills. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a donation. And I do have a donation button if you want to donate to this show, because I feel like I've been told this many times before. I just want to stay on and do this, and I just feel like this is my space. This is where I'm supposed to be at.
Okay.
Which we all know for a fact, if we sort of manifest these things, I'm going to be here for a very, very long time. And if I'm not, it means I'm off doing bigger things. So,
you know, I just keep asking God. I just ask him to put me in a position where I can help others. And, you know, that's what I really want to do, because I haven't helped anyone in a long time. And I just want to be put in a position where I can, you know, help other people.
I'm just saying, with the situation, and like I said, people out there listening too, again on this one, people have to understand one thing. In order to change the world, we have to start with ourselves.
I know. And that's what I'm trying to do. Well, that's what I'm going to do. It starts, you know, right now is taking care of me, you know, first.
Yeah.
And I haven't been taking care of me. I've been trying to make sure, you know, people around me are taken care of, and I lost myself. So I said I can't, you know, go into the new year with this same mentality. It has to stop. And it stops now.
Yeah, we just want to help people. How we want to help people is to give them the tools so they can help themselves. I mean, it's like a story you always heard, you know, catch a fish for somebody, feed them for the day, teach them how to fish.
Feed them for a lifetime.
Yeah, feed them for a lifetime. So, you know, the ideal, this is what this is all about. It's the ideal of saying, hey, you know something? The reason your life is the way it is because of you. It's not a judgmental thing. It's just saying, hey, man, once you realize that, then you realize since you made all those mistakes, you also made all those good things happen too.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying take responsibility for both of them, okay? So once you start realizing that you have that much control over it, what do you want to do with it? I'm pretty sure you want to do a positive thing. Well, that's great. Then do it. And you're on the right track, okay, girl? You're doing great. So just keep going forward. You're going to see a great year ahead of you. You're going to start seeing it unfold. You're going to start being amazed. And like I said before, I wasn't trying to denounce miracles, but I think sometimes miracles happen because we just start thinking differently in a more positive way. So we start attracting good things to come to us. So just keep it going, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
No problem. Like I said, call me about that reading, and I'm pretty sure we can fit you in. Okay, so I always recommend for everybody for the lifetime. Yeah, we have a lifetime guarantee if you don't like it. No, if you call for the past life work, I tell everybody to at least get an hour, and that's why I made it 10 and 5, so you can actually if you just want to get a reading, you know, 5, if you really want to take advantage of that past life thing, I would definitely do that, and that's why it's 10. So just give me a call. Like I said, all you got to do is, I can also give you this website address if you want to real quick.
Is it yours, your website?
Yes.
Okay, I can get it off of here.
Okay.
I have a pen available.
I tell everybody.
But I have been to your website.
If you go to my picture and you go to the right, you'll see a thing that says profile. I changed that. I've only had it for like 2 or 3 days, but it's working because it's making it easier for people to just click on that and it takes you right where you need to go, okay?
Okay.
It takes you right. I mean, you find it. I have buttons from PayPal, so I can just click on it. It takes you right there. So, and I think there's actually an option too. If you want to pay through PayPal, you can, but you can also pay me through PayPal by using a credit card.
Credit card.
Yeah, so you're good to go on both things, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful holidays, okay?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, you're on the air, Mr. 111111.
Oh, I was already on before. I just called back to listen to the show.
Oh, okay.
On my phone.
Hey, okay, no problem. I was just wondering, because I saw the 1111, and I was going to ask you, because we're actually off the air. This is just being recorded for the archives, but if there was anything else you wanted to ask, you're more than welcome to do so.
Oh, if I could. Oh, here's the thing. Several months ago, I dreamt that I would finally be able to leave my current job, which I've been wanting to do, when I had enough money, but I've never known how much money I need, and I've been asking and asking. I've never got an answer in my dreams.
Okay, well, the answer I get is the idea of it seems to be more of a personal need. I'm not saying what you want. I'm saying it's a personal need. So it's the idea of focusing on the situation of moving and taking care of all the situation, what you need to do, what personally for you would be comfortable for you. And what I mean by that is like I was focusing on, like I focus on my business. I also want to focus, when I focus on the money that I want to generate, I also want to put myself in the equation of what I would feel like I would, if I could live comfortably. And even the idea of what I want. What do you want that would make you feel comfortable to leave your job? How much money would that be?
But that's just the thing. If I get the money, that I'm not independent and wealthy. You know what I'm saying? It's just enough so that I don't have to stay there.
No, Steve, what I'm saying to you is get comfortable with it. Money is money. I mean, people have a tendency to say, well, the money is the root of all evil. No, it's not. People are. money can't do nothing until a person actually picks it up and it takes it and does something. If you lay a dollar bill on
it, it's the love of money, not the love of money that's
I'm just saying, if you put a $5 bill on the table, I guarantee it's going to sit there until someone picks it up. It ain't going to do nothing, so it has no power until you give it power. Okay?
Right.
And then people who love money, you know, there's a difference of loving money and then lusting money. You know, there's a difference. People have a tendency to misuse a lot of things, but I've also seen people who love money do some really incredible nice things too as well. So I'm just saying.
It's going to be my decision.
Yeah, you just got to sit there. You know, the ideal is saying, when I went to Florida, I wanted to get a house, and I was sitting there going, what kind of house do I want? And I've determined I wanted a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Now it's actually a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom. And I'm just saying, I had to come to terms with that and say I deserved it before I could actually get it. Because I was like, why am I not getting this? And then I told myself one day, I deserve this. And I also said, money's not going to be a factor why I can't get it. And I actually walked into that situation. And I had been focusing for months on $2,500. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, after trying to get my ex-fiance, I've been trying to get my ex-fiance for back child support. And they could never get his tax money. Well, as soon as I started focusing on $2,500, that year they got him for his taxes, and we got it. So the first payment she got on that whole thing was $2,560. I'm sitting there going, that's not a coincidence. And then I found this house by just driving, but we was actually looking for a haunted house, okay? And on the idea of looking for this haunted house, we wanted to go in and check out. For some reason, we were on the same street where we actually found our house, which 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. It had wooden floors. It had windows that slid to the side, which is exactly what I've been focusing on. Now, my angel came to me and said, okay, you have $2,500, but you don't need that. So when you go and pay the rent on this place and go talk to this guy, just go with $1,850. I said, okay. And I always listen. Well, I shouldn't say always, but I've learned, okay?
Well, you listen, but you don't always do it.
Right, but I listened to this time. So I walked into the place, and I was getting a little discouraged because when we first walked into this place, we had to talk to a translator because the guy who owned it didn't speak no English. And then it was his brother, it was his son. And so I would sit there and suggest things to him. And next thing I know, the guy went out in the front yard and pulled the for rent sign out. And I'm sitting there going, okay, that's a good sign. But then I started like saying, well, the kitchen is terrible. The freaking refrigerator needs to be cleaned. And then I started realizing this guy that I was talking to was from the Ukraine. They have a different idea what clean is, because I said, look at the guy, and he said, this needs to be cleaned up. And the guy goes, just take some paper and throw over it. It'd be good. I said, okay, I'm not getting any. So I was getting a little discouraged. I said, well, whatever, in $1,850 if I can't get him to cut me a break on it on some of the money. So I sit there and said, okay, fine. I said, I looked at the guy, I said, I would like to, my girlfriend would like to take your kitchen floor and redo the tile and put real brick tile in there and that kind of stuff. And he goes, okay. I said, I want to paint the outside. I want to paint our bedroom a different color. There's some light fixtures that need to be fixed and all this kind of stuff. And I have no problem doing all these things. I just kept on talking to him. Finally, his dad came back and said, he just kind of mumbled something to him. I said, what'd he say? He goes, he just told me that if you go ahead and do this, you don't owe him anything. You owe him $300 now because you only had $1,850. But he said, right now, he said, you do all that work, you owe him nothing. And I said, now I see why I was only supposed to come with $1,850 because that's all I was ever going to pay. And we got a nice. It was just, I mean, I'm just saying, but what I did was, I said, you know, I was sitting there looking at houses and determining, but I also got determined on everything. I'm going to pay this amount of months of rent, so I need this amount of money. So I was declaring not just the money I needed, but I was also saying, well, I'm going to get this for this. And I've done this too many times where, you know, when I had my shop in Colorado, I actually did the same thing. People were telling me that this place I was trying to rent was for $300 a month. I said, okay. And they go, what do you mean okay? I said, I'm going to get it for $150. They go, well, everybody else has been paying $300, so what makes you think you can pay $150? I said, because I want to. So I called, my angel said, call them and say that. And I followed through, and the old couple called me back and said they agree with everything. Only thing they wanted in addition to it was that they wanted a $50 deposit. I'm like, no problem. But I got it for $150. So I started. So from that point on, I just started declaring everything. So I want to pay this much for this much for that. So therefore, this is the amount of money I need. And then it gave me a sum total of what I needed to focus on. So that's what I'm saying. It all starts with you. It's like, okay.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, sit down. What made it easier for me was, that's why we had a show on journals. Because journals can be about anything. It's just a way of having something to go back to when you lose track or you lose your focus or something. It's just a way of getting you back there. So declare it, and if it's closed, you'll be wearing it. So you see what I'm saying?
I just don't know how to go about figuring out how much I need for this. You know what I'm saying? That's my problem.
I understand, Steve. I'm just saying, this is the time to meditate and just. I know you said you've asked many times. I just feel like the closer, and I feel like if it's something you've been doing a lot. I feel a lot of stress too. I would take a break and then start after the first of the year, because I think you're going to get some answers after the first of the year.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't asked in a long time. I haven't asked it in a long time, but I was going to start again.
I'm just saying, the message I get, wait till after the first year, get some rest, take it easy, okay? And if you have if you have any more problems, I'm just telling everybody what the way I'm charging for readings right now, that's good for December and January. So you get you can get an hour for
$10.
Okay?
It's phenomenal. So, I can't believe the price is so low.
Yes, I'm just saying, if you need it, use it. If you want to call the show again, we're having another one tomorrow night. More than welcome to have you there, okay?
What time does it start?
Same time, 6 p.m. Eastern. And we're on for 3 hours. Okay, so I'm pretty sure everybody should get in there. The reason I'm trying to rush you up the line is because my legs are killing me. I've been sitting.
Oh, that's fine. I appreciate it. Believe me. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Your advice.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.